hunt. Yeah, let the big dog hunt. Hello again, everybody. Joe Stajak in the house. I'm here till 8 o'clock tonight. We're broadcasting live from the Xfinity studio, only from Comcast. Big day in the NFL championship weekend. Saints right now handling the Rams 20-10. We'll get into that in a little bit. The Chiefs and Pats go a little later because we're going to talk some Sixers as well. They have a tough time with good teams. I'll go over some of the numbers and we'll talk a little bit about yesterday's loss. Keith Pompey coming on at 6:10 of the Philadelphia Inquirer. Steve Callis coming on after game one. He'll give us a little recap, his thoughts on the Saints and the Rams. Just to catch you up, the Saints right now just scored a touchdown. Taysom Hill punched it in on third down and goal. Saints 43 plays, Rams 35 plays, third down efficiency, 5 of 10 for the Saints, 2 of 8 for the Rams. So there's one of the reasons this score is 20-10 right now. Jared Goff, 13 of 23, 118 yards, one pick, rating of 52.4. That one pick went right through Todd Gurley's hands. He's been targeted twice. He has two drops today. In the first half, talk about a running game. They rushed for 271 last week. They had 7 carries for 29 yards, did the Rams, in the first half. Saints didn't do much better. They had 5 carries for 14 yards. So both teams slinging it today. Alvin Kamara, leading receiver, 10 receptions already for Alvin Kamara, 88 yards, targeted 12 times. Michael Thomas having a pedestrian day, 3 of 27. He's coming off that 12-catch, 171-yard performance against the Eagles. I liked the Saints in this one. I gave it out over the air, but I am rooting for the Rams. I'm rooting for... See, this is a tough one for me. The second game, the Patriots and the Chiefs. I love Brady. Unlike my producer, my esteemed producer, Pat Egan has him in one of the top 5 hated, most hated athletes for Pat Egan.
I think he's an ass face.
That never gets old. Of course, the most successful quarterback in NFL history. He's vying for his 9th Super Bowl. It's a rematch of week 6. Where the Pats won the game in Foxborough 43 to 40. 9-0 at home this year are the Patriots, but 3-5 on the road. They average 33 points per game and only give up 17 points at home, but on the road they only score 21 points per game. Something's got to give. Both offenses played well last week. Patriots had a 35-7 lead over the Chargers at the half. Chiefs this year, not so bad. 8-1 at home. Haven't been in a conference title game since 1993, though, and haven't been in a Super Bowl since 1969. It would be their first Super Bowl appearance since 1969. Last two games against the Pats, Tyreek Hill. Here's a guy, not that tall, not lanky at all. All he does is make big plays. Last two games against the Pats, 20 targets, 14 receptions, 275 yards, and a couple touches. Ridiculous numbers. They have Travis Kelce as well, Justin Houston, Patrick Mahomes, 50 touchdowns this year. One of only 3 quarterbacks in the history of the game to do that. Tom Brady, one of the other ones, Peyton Manning, also in that mix. That's some pretty good company. And Patrick Mahomes, for all intents and purposes, as a rookie, played one game last year, but just phenomenal numbers, over 5,000 yards passing this season. Chiefs, pretty good on the road as well. 5-3. Nice year for Andy Reid. And I want to talk a little bit about Andy Reid. Because in terms of the top 5, I'm going to say hated is a strong word. I'm going to say most disliked players or coaches, my top 5. Andy Reid is in my top 5. Yeah, I know. 14 seasons here, put up some nice numbers, 5 NFC title games, 1 Super Bowl appearance. Not a big fan. Can't say I'm rooting against them, though, today. I can't say I'm rooting against them. I don't know which way to go in that game. I'd like to see the legend grow. Tom Brady. I love Brady. He's probably in my, well, first of all, I got a big man crush on him. Second of all, he's probably in my top 5 most liked athletes. So this is pretty dichotomous between Pat Egan and myself. And he'll be along to chat a little bit about Sixers basketball, Eagles football, and, of course, the games going on today. Young Patrick not into the games today. The week after the Eagles go down to the Saints 20-14, drop pass by Alshon Jeffrey at the end. Eagles could very well be playing this game in Los Angeles today. Some people think they should be playing this game in Los Angeles today. Lost a 14-point lead. Third time this season they blew a 14-point or more lead. Tennessee, 14-point lead midway through the third. Carolina, 17-point lead in the fourth quarter, blew that one. Could have had a home playoff game had they not collapsed in those two games. And, of course, the Saints game, 14 points right off the bat. Gangbuster start. Didn't score after that. Their last 8 drives did not score a point. Oh, that still stings. Still stings. Drew Brees didn't have his finest day last week. He's playing pretty good today, 19 of 26. He started out sharp as well. Rams defense kept them in this game early on. Their red zone defense holding the Saints to 6 points. There was a horrible, horrible interception. It looked like the Alshon Jeffrey play went right through Todd Gurley's hands to DeMario Davis pick, but the Rams defense held the Saints to just 3 points. Drew Brees has thrown for 2 touchdowns today. 2 touchdowns today. I know Taysom Hill is in a lot of people's top 5 most hated guys. I can't tell you why. I don't necessarily know. He's a pain in the ass, and he had that big fake punt last week. By the way, the Saints, or the Rams, ran a fake punt on 4th and 4 today on their touchdown drive, or their field goal drive to kick off their day on the scoreboard. 4th and 4. Johnny Hecker, the punter, the slamming Sammy Shields, former Miami Hurricane, by the way, in case you didn't know that. Converted on 4th and 4. Turnabout is fair play, and they went down the field, kicked a field goal. They scored a touchdown. C.J. Anderson late in the first half. Big bomb to Brandon Cooks to put the Rams in that position. He's got 6 catches, 100 yards so far. Targeted 6 times. 6 targets, 6 receptions, 100 yards. Decent game. Rams are driving right now. 5:07 left in the third. They're at the Saints' 17-yard line. I'm rooting for the Rams today. I gave out the Saints. I gave out the Chiefs. I'm not sure I'm rooting for both road teams today. I'm stuck on the Chiefs-Patriots game. Touchdown Rams, by the way, unless he's down at the 1. He's being marked down at the 1. That's one you might review. But I can't tell you what I'm going to do in the second game. And what are your thoughts on Andy Reid? Which way are you going on Andy Reid? You rooting for him or against him? Rams lost 2 yards on the 1st and goal play. What are your thoughts on Andy Reid? Was here 14 years. 14 years, 224 games. A record of 130-93 and 1 tie. Winning percentage of 583. All told, Andy Reid, 320 games, 195-124, and 1 tie with a winning percentage of 611. That's pretty damn good. With the Chiefs, he's 65-31, 677 winning percentage in 96 games. He took a 2-14 team and went 11-5 in his second year. Much like the Birds, I think they were 5-11 his first year. Next year, 11-5, playoff game against the Giants. They lost that game, made the playoffs. 13 seasons out of 20 with 10 wins or more. Guy puts up numbers. And I wouldn't say he's just a compiler either. He's a pretty good coach. He really is. I personally think he's a bonehead and did a lot of bonehead things here. And not only because he was annoying and made my life difficult at Fox with his horrible sound bites, touchdown Rams. Yeah, time's yours. I couldn't take any more of that by the time he was out. Of course, his last two seasons, 8-8, 4-12. He went out not with a bang, but with a whimper. Playoff record. What do you think Andy Reid's playoff record is? Remember, 5 NFC title games. He's under 500. 12-13 with a 480 winning percentage. With Eagles, just 10-9. 10-9. 526 winning percentage. 2-4 in KC, 333. Two losses, 18 points or more. He had that loss in January of 2013-14. 28-point lead over the Colts. He blew that one. One of the top three all-time collapses in NFL playoff history. Then they had a 21-3 lead over Tennessee last year at the half. Marcus Mariota, that touchdown he threw to himself, led the comeback, lost to Tennessee in 2018. He's got a good squad this year, and I think it might be his year. Listen, the only reason the Patriots are not playing this game at home is because Rob Gronkowski is a bad safety, not a very good safety. That miracle in Miami put this game in Kansas City, and that's huge. Home teams have won the last 10 title games. Last 10 title games. Very, very impressive. So what do you think about Andy Reid? Which way are you going on Andy today? You into schadenfreude? Relishing in others' failures? I'm not. I don't wish the guy ill will. I just thought he was a bonehead when he was here, and he was a pain in the butt. But he is a pretty good coach. He knows how to build football teams. Built the Chiefs up nice. That's a good squad. Just 3 losses this year. 4 losses, I'm sorry. Very impressive. 8-1 at home. I like them because they're home. I'd like the Patriots if they were in Foxborough. But I'm having a hard time knowing who to root for. Let's go out to the phone lines right now. John and Gladwin, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. What's up, Johnny?
Hey, how you doing?
How are you, man?
Watching this Rams game.
Yeah, hoping, me too.
Hoping that they knock the Saints off.
Because the Saints beat the Eagles? Is that the reason?
Well, I don't like Sean Payton.
Yeah, we're getting a lot of that. A lot of Sean Payton hate. Yeah. Why is that?
Well, he had that deal with the... Wasn't he suspended there?
He was suspended for a year in 2012, I believe, for Bountygate.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the whole year.
Stuff he did in the rolling it up, and just I don't like him.
Okay.
I had two comments, one on Westbrook and one on Fultz. Just Russell, everything bothers me, Westbrook. The guy's always mad. He's always mad on the court.
And he always looks mad, too. He's got that face where he always looks mad.
Yeah, and everything bothers him. If a little ant is in the paint, he has a problem with that. You know? I mean, he's ridiculous. And then they're carrying on with Kevin Durant every time they play the Warriors.
Yeah, he's not happy with KD.
He's got to get in it with him and, you know, his gestures and all.
Never going to win a title, in my opinion.
I don't think so either. And as far as Markelle Fultz, I think that there's been situations now here where he could have helped the Sixers at the moment in certain situations. When's he supposed to come back?
No timeline on that. He's back here rehabbing, though. In Philadelphia. No timeline.
The speed up and down the court. And, you know, can take it to the basket. And even though he wasn't shooting the ball that well, he still can hit an outside shot where, you know, TJ's not going to hit a 3. Fultz has a chance, you know.
I don't know, Johnny. I think he's a mess. I think he's a mess.
I think there's some talent there. I don't know how it's going to work out.
Yeah, he's got talent. He's just has some issues right now.
Yeah, we don't know how it's going to work out. But there's situations where I think that he could be used and he could help them. So I don't know. We're going to have to see when he comes back, if he comes back.
Yeah, I know. Again, no timeline. Dee Lynam was with me yesterday. He thinks that he might ruin the chemistry of what's going on with the 76ers down the stretch. If he comes back in the mix and plays on the second team. Listen, the guy can't shoot. He was brought in here to be a 1 and 2 guard. Can't shoot. And they have a point guard. Can't play on the floor with Ben Simmons at the same time. It's just a mess. It's unfortunate. I feel bad for the kid. Was he 20 years old? 21? I feel bad for him. He's got that thoracic outlet syndrome. Whatever that is. Maybe it's real. You know, I've been critical of him, thinking it's all in his head, but maybe it's a real thing. We had a caller call in yesterday.
Maybe Bigfoot's real.
Who has it? Yeah, Bigfoot might be real. Bigfoot might be real.
I mean, law of averages.
It's possible.
Loch Ness Monster might be real, too.
Oh, he's definitely real. Yeah, he's definitely real. I've seen pictures. I've seen pictures of Loch Ness Monster. That's the insights of Pat Egan. He'll be with us today. Patrick, your thoughts on Andy Reid? Do you have any?
Yeah, so I was talking to Jamie earlier. I don't have any negative connotation with Andy Reid. They won the Super Bowl, so any negative thoughts I had with him kind of went out the window when Brady chucked that ball up and then, you know, no one caught it. I look at it like he gave us a lot of good memories for, what, 13, 14 years?
14 years.
14
the
years.
Last two were horrendous. But.
They were, but... I look at it like you gave us something at least to cheer about, whereas teams like the Cleveland Browns were around, and they were brought back in the league the first year that Andy was the head coach here, and they were a disaster from the get-go.
Disaster.
And it could have been a lot worse, and I think that fans, yeah, of course we wanted a Super Bowl. We should have probably gotten a Super Bowl, but, you know, his inadequacies definitely showed, but I don't look at Andy Reid like... with any ill will. I want him to win today. I want him to win a Super Bowl.
Do you?
I hate when the greats don't win a championship.
Well, you hate Brady.
Can't stand him.
Can you tell us why?
I think he's a J.O. I think he's a jerk. I mean, it's like he's such a wannabe fake, kind of like in the Russell Westbrook, like a wannabe fake tough guy when it's, you know, he's not a guy that takes his boys out to the bar. He's the kind of guy that takes his boys out to get pedicures. And there's nothing wrong with that guy, because I think I'm that guy, but he wants this fire intensity and anger, and, you know, like today he walked around and he said, like, I'm the baddest mother effer on the planet. Like, stop, dude. Stop with that. Stop with the 199 shirt under your jersey.
He does still have a chip from that.
Yeah, it's time to get over it. I buy into the fact that they cheated a little bit.
Okay.
I look at him like he probably can never be happy. He's just one of those guys.
You think he's a miserable guy?
Yeah, I think he looks at it like I'm never going to get the respect, even though everybody pretty much says he's the greatest of all time.
Yeah.
And I think he, I had the same issue with Kobe, where Kobe, it was just seemed like he was just never, he never could just bring it all in and enjoy the moment. And, yeah, I don't like him. When the Patriots dynasty finally falls, it'll be a really good day.
Good day.
Because I'm just sick of seeing them. I'm sick of seeing Belichick. Belichick's the kind of guy that would have adult fun with a female and look miserable during it. Like, he's a miserable human being. I can't stand
him. His girlfriend's pretty hot. He did okay.
I'm sure she's in it for love.
Of course she is.
Of course.
And his looks.
Nah, Tom Brady is the UGG wearing supermodel. He's like
pretty boy.
The definition of the 1%. He's the 1% of the 1%.
Really?
I don't look at him as like a gritty, tough nose. I mean, we live in Philly where it's blue collar,
sure,
everything. Mm-hmm. And I look at him as the exact opposite of that.
Interesting. Yeah, 18 Can't years this dynasty. 18 years. It's incredible.
Yeah, it was interesting the first year, and then after that, I got sick of it.
Beating the Rams in his second year, he didn't play in his first year. amazing. Amazing what he's done. Love him or hate him, you got to respect his play on the field. And he's going for his 9th trip to the Super Bowl. 9th trip in his 18th season.
It's old, man.
It does. I have Patriots fatigue.
It's like the Warriors. Like, it was fun the first year because it was like, oh, this is a new squad.
It's unbelievable.
It's not the Heat. That's fun. It's not San Antonio. Hey, look at this. The Warriors. Baron Davis still in the squad. And now it's like, all right, can we get another team?
I'm done. Can you get some competition?
Same thing like the Devils and the Penguins for years. It was like, it's overkill.
Yep. All right. Okay. What do you think out there? You want to see Brady? You want to see the legend grow, or do you hate Brady? You played against the Eagles in the Super Bowl last year. Lost. So I don't know if there's any ill will towards him. He threw for 505 yards, his best Super Bowl, numbers-wise. What are your thoughts on Brady? I have him in my top five of guys I like. Pat Egan, top five of guys he doesn't like. Who's one of your top guys you don't like? I also have Andy Reid in there, which is maybe a little unfair because we did have many years of at least competitive football. I just thought his shortcomings were pretty short. 610-632-0975. A couple open phone lines right now. Donald, Joe, hang around. We're coming right back. 97.5 The Fanatic.
97.5 The Fanatic. Entertainers. One Philadelphia sports talk about the Eagles, Sixers, and more. Listen to 97.5 The Fanatic using your Amazon Alexa. Listen at home or in the office. Just be sure to enable the skill. Say,
Alexa, enable 97.5 The Fanatic.
Then anytime you want to listen, say,
Alexa, open 97.5 The Fanatic. Okay, let's get started.
I started my business in 1986 and began paying employees. I would handwrite checks and say, here you go, don't cash it until Tuesday. That came to a screeching halt when a teenage employee said his dad wanted to see his pay stub. Pay stub? We don't have pay stubs. Get back to work. He said, Dad works for the government and state law requires I receive a pay stub. Uh-oh. Hi, I'm Mike Kappel, CEO of Patriot Software. After many emergency calls, I learned how to correctly withhold payroll taxes and create pay stubs. I avoided handcuffs and an orange jumpsuit that day, barely. That's why I created Patriot Software, to help small business owners do their payroll taxes correctly with pay stubs. And if you need help, we will help you for free. Go to PatriotSoftware.com and enter promo code RADIO, and I'll give you 2 months of payroll processing free. That's PatriotSoftware.com.
Hi, I'm Gary Barbera.
Wait, I'm Gary Barbera.
And we approve this message.
New year, new car.
Gary Barbera has
300 Jeeps cheap.
200 discounted Dodges. Motor Trend's Truck of the Year, the new Ram.
Hello.
Your choice. Zero down or from $12,990.
300 Jeeps cheap.
200 discounted Dodges. Rams, Rams, and more Rams.
Motor Trend's Truck of the Year.
I'm not kidding. Zero down or from $12,990. That's the lowdown on the lowdown.
300 Jeeps. Jeeps cheap.
200 discounted Dodges.
Motor Trend's Truck of the Year.
And easy auto credit. Just come and get it.
Philadelphia's Credit Connection.
And during Owner Appreciation Month, it's your choice. Zero down or from $12,990.
Oh, mama.
Hey, this is Coach Peterson. Is Barbera the best? Boy, I guess.
$12,990 is a 2015 Jeep Patriot. Zero down to a qualified client.
300 Jeeps cheap.
200 discounted Dodges. And Motor Trend's Truck of the Year, the new Ram.
Hello.
Zero down or from $12,990.
Spilled your red wine? Quick, the quicker picker-upper. Bounty picks up spills and messes quicker. And it's 2 times more absorbent than the leading ordinary brand. So you can get back on track quicker. Bounty, the quicker picker-upper.
Ladies and gentlemen, are you ready for the only $5 meal worthy of your appetite? Wendy's Giant Junior Bacon Cheeseburger Meal. Our classic Junior Bacon Cheeseburger is now bigger. With double the fresh, never frozen beef and double the applewood smoked bacon, there's nothing junior about it except the price. Wendy's Giant Junior Bacon Cheeseburger Meal comes with nuggets, fries, and a drink for just $5. Get the $5 Giant Junior Bacon Cheeseburger Meal at Wendy's. Giant meal, junior price.
At participating Wendy's for a limited time. Fresh beef available in the contiguous U.S., Alaska, and Canada.
It was her first concert, so we were nervous.
Well, Dad was.
And thanks to Total Wireless, we got her the phone she loved.
It's amazing.
On the nation's largest, most dependable 4G LTE network for a lot less than you'd expect. Now we can always stay connected.
Does it have to be always, Dad?
Hey.
You got this with Total Wireless. Get the nation's largest and most dependable 4G LTE network for $25 per line for 4 lines. Available at Walmart for an everyday low price. Total Wireless, total confidence. Please refer to the latest terms and conditions at TotalWireless.com.
Car lovers everywhere can't stop talking about the Philadelphia Auto Show.
I love getting hands-on with all the latest models.
You get to see classics, muscle cars, exotics, and movie cars all under one roof.
It's a great way to spend family time together. We come every year, and there's something for everyone.
There's nothing like the Philadelphia Auto Show, February 2nd through 10th at the Pennsylvania Convention Center. Visit PhillyAutoShow.com. Proudly sponsored by Xfinity and State Farm.
The IRS finally caught up with Louie.
I hadn't paid my taxes in 8 years. I owe the IRS a lot of money.
Louie was in deep trouble.
We're going to take your house, put a lien on your bank account, garnish your pay. They don't care. They're going to take your paycheck.
Louie found out about Optima Tax Relief, the leading tax resolution firm. A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau, they've resolved over $500 million for their clients.
Optima Tax, they help me. They calm me down. They made me feel comfortable, and I trust them.
Louie has a lot to be thankful for.
I don't owe the IRS anymore, and I'm able to live a comfortable life, a lot better life. It was because of Optima Tax.
For tax help you can trust, call Optima now for a free consultation. Take it from Louie.
If you owe the IRS, don't go it alone. Give Optima Tax a call. They can help you.
Call 800-279-8755. 800-279-8755. 800-279-8755.
Optima Tax Relief.
Testimonial from an actual client. Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Rosenbaum Injury Law, the power of justice for accidents, malpractice, or nursing home abuse. Remember Rosenbaum. Over 2 decades helping our community.
Sports Talk for Collegeville and all of Montgomery County.
97.5, The Fanatic.
Welcome back to the show. It's Joe Stajak. Championship weekend. Without your team, your town, your Philadelphia Eagles. Unfortunately, it is officially the offseason for the Philadelphia Eagles. Time to look ahead. Football season's not over yet. 3 games left, including the one being played right now. There was a pick by DeMario Davis early in the game, led to 3 points by the Saints. They just fumbled a few minutes ago and recovered their own fumble. That could have been a key turning point. Just like last week when Brandon Graham couldn't pick up the ball, I thought that was a critical point in last week's loss. They could have put that game away with a touchdown there. They were deep in the Saints' territory, but what are you going to do? Game of inches. Depends which way the ball bounces sometimes. Got all the bounces last year. Not so much this year. It is the off season. You watching games today? Our esteemed producer, Pat Egan, said he doesn't care. Eagles are out, doesn't care. It stings. It still stings. I get it. But I like championship weekend. It's dramatic. It's intense. You have ones and twos going at each other. Home teams have won 10 straight conference title games. It's the only reason I like the Saints today. Because they're home. And I thought they'd wake up a little bit after kind of laying an egg against the Eagles, at least early on. Rams are keeping it close. 20-17 right now. 20-17. Mark Ingram starting to get up there. 7 carries, 39 yards. Alvin Kamara not getting it done today. 7 carries, 12 yards. Johnny Hecker, the punter, hit Sam Shield on a fake punt, led to the Rams' first points of the day. Drew Brees having a very nice day, rating 111.8, 22 of 30, 190 yards. He averages 6.3 yards an attempt, 2 touchdowns, no picks. He's been sacked twice. Eagles sacked him twice. Rams have sacked him twice. Rams' defense has really kept them in the game. This could be a lot worse. But I want to know who you're rooting for in the second game. To me, that's tight. That is a tough one. You got Andy Reid. And I know a lot of folks around here We're big Andy fans. I think he's a great coach. Gave us a lot of good years. I think he has the talent this year to win the whole thing. I just don't think he had the talent when he was here to win the whole thing. Almost did in 2004. T.O., Westbrook had a great year. Donovan was balling out. But couldn't hang with the Patriots. Could have, would have, should have put them away early. But a pick in the end zone really hurt. They end up losing the game 24-21. Tied at half, 7-7, but the Patriots turned it into the Patriots. David Patton, a touchdown towards the end of the half. Yeah, they balled out in the second half. Eagles came up a buck short. Three picks by Donovan. Yeah, it didn't go well. But they do have a Super Bowl win under the guise of Nick Foles. Where's he going next year? Miami, odds-on favorite to land Nicky Foles. Biggest thing they need to do in the offseason, land a running back. And I think Donald from Lansdowne wants to talk about that a little bit. What's up, Donald?
Hey, how you doing? Before I talk about the running back situation, which is very, very, very important, I like your honest opinion. Do you think it's possible that if we do trade Nick Foles, do you think we can get at least two picks?
I think it's possible, sure. I don't know where those picks would be. Maybe a second and a third. I can see that happening.
A second and a third?
Maybe.
Okay. The reason why I bring that up is if Harry Roseman is really watching these championship games, the one thing that stands out is these teams have two good running backs on the roster.
Yeah, they do.
We have actually failed since Shady McCoy. And in 2017, we had a chance to get Alvin Kamara. We didn't get him. We decided to trade up for Pumphrey. And we had a chance to look at Sonny Michel. New England grabbed him. We had a chance to look at Cook, because I remember everybody was talking about Cook, and we never got Cook. So if they go into this draft and they decide to get two good running backs and turn around and get maybe an offensive guard, offensive tackle, I'm talking about somebody that's really good, I'm not concerned about Carson Wentz. But if we fail in those two areas of getting some stud offensive linemen and two good running backs, we'll probably end up with the same season we had this year. Only worse, because we don't have Foles anymore.
You're right. What did you think of this season? Was it a success, Donald?
Disappointment,
okay.
Disappointment because we had five chances to win that Saints game.
Yeah,
and
right.
The way this game is being played today, I know we would have been able to beat the Rams. We'd be in the Super Bowl all over again.
Rams haven't been great today. Have not been great, you know. And the Eagles are 2-0 against the Rams in L.A. the last couple of years.
And you know what? I do the mock draft, and I know you probably already know that. Sometimes I take my time and I look for possible sleeper picks.
Sure.
It's a guy named Donald Parham, plays for the University of Stetson. Tight end, 6'8", 235, 1,000 yards receiving and 13 touchdowns.
Those are good numbers, but they have two good tight ends.
But check it out. There's a package that the Eagles use with three tight ends on the field, and sometimes one of them usually blocks.
Yeah,
I think that would be great. I think that would put more weapons in Wentz's hands, since he caters to Ertz and Goddard sometimes.
What are you saying? You don't like Richard Rodgers?
No, I don't like him. I don't like him. I think when we go for more height, this guy has scored more touchdowns in the red zone, and sometimes Wentz has a tendency of throwing the ball up high anyway. I don't think he can miss this guy. He's 6'8".
I'll keep an eye on him, Donald, and I appreciate the phone call, man, from Stetson University. Interesting. Don't know much about Stetson University, but I know they have two good tight ends. I don't know if they, I won't say waste a pick, but use a pick to take a tight end like the guy that Donald just mentioned, maybe late in the draft with one of those compensatory six-round picks. Joe in Harleysville, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. What's up, Joe?
Hi, Joe.
Don't worry, man.
The question. Andy Reid aggravated me to no end.
Yep.
The man refused to run the ball.
Oh, my. That team, those teams were so one-sided.
He likes to sling it. He likes to sling it.
And he's doing the same thing with the Chiefs. And that's part of that is what aggravates me about Doug Peterson. You know, even if you don't get 5-6 yards a pop, at least show the team that you're going to try to run the ball. And, I don't know. I have a feeling that Tom Brady is going to be Tom Brady and do his thing, and he'll be back in it again.
You think so? I don't think it's a Super Bowl team this year. I don't think the Patriots are a Super Bowl team this year. If you get into the anatomy of what they've done this year, I mean, listen, it's Tom Brady, so I wouldn't put anything past him. But I just think that it's the Chiefs' year, and I think that they're going to win because they're at home, and Brady and the boys screwed that up in Miami, or they'd have a home game in Foxborough. But you're right. I would never bet against them. Never bet against the Patriots.
You know, and the only, I have one comment I have about Carson Wentz.
Yeah.
Carson Wentz is one good shot in the back away from being done for his career. That fracture in his back, That's bothersome, and that's not something that just goes away.
The compression fracture, apparently it takes 3 months to heal.
Yeah, and you know, it's that's another thing. I mean, Doug didn't support him with a running game at all, you know. And you could see when Carson was trying to move around in the pocket, there was something wrong. It wasn't just his knee. You could tell something else was wrong. You know, well, he never had bursts of speed the way he did last year.
They were pretty banged up from the running back situation. I mean, Sproles didn't play most of the season. They were down to Wendell Smallwood. Corey Clement got hurt. They didn't have LeGarrette Blount. Jay Ajayi tore up his knee. He already had a bad knee. He had a bad back. So, yeah, I get it. You know, it's hard to just pluck someone on the waiver wire on the street, and I appreciate the phone call, Joe. They were down to their four-string running back, basically. And Darren Sproles, who's not necessarily, you know, a guy who's going to carry the load for you, does a lot of good things in space, but not necessarily a guy to run between the tackles. Rams hanging around in this game. Hanging around. Uh-oh. Rams, big play on 3rd and 3. All right, now they're in Saints territory. They are moving the football. Moving to football. When we come back, we're going to talk a little bit more about Andy Reid. Who are you rooting for today? Are you for Andy Reid or against him due to some of his shortcomings here and the frustration that hovered over Eagles football with Andy Reid here for 14 years? Joe Stajak, 97.5, The Fanatic, coming right back.
97.5, The Fanatic.
You need to be there for the party.
Friday, February 1st, Farzetta and Trey in the Morning host Philly's inaugural Super Bowl weekend, an indoor tailgate party at the Met Philadelphia. Listen up.
The Friday before the big game has always been a holiday in Philly.
And we are continuing the tradition. The Fanatic and the Philadelphia Cornhole League are throwing the city's biggest indoor cornhole tournament and tailgate party. Plan to take the day off, then go to 97.5thefanatic.com to download your free tickets.
Everybody who comes out has a chance to drive away with a 2-year Honda Civic lease from Burns Honda. And a trip for two to Aruba.
Brought to you by Harris Philadelphia. The area's best sports wagering experience will be at the book. Bet, party, win, repeat.
And Delilah's Gentleman's Club and Steakhouse, the official after party of Super Bowl.
97.5 The Fanatic Super Bowl Weekend with Barzetta and Trey in the Morning. Friday, February 1st at the Met Philadelphia. Only from Philadelphia's official cornhole station. 97.5 The Fanatic.
It's time to expect more from a diner. And that's just what you'll find at Andy's Diner. Breakfast, lunch, dinner, late night, and early morning. At Andy's Diner, it all starts with the ingredients. Everything on the menu is made from scratch and cooked to perfection. Andy's is already famous for their $1.95 breakfast specials, $5.95 lunch deals, and $9.95 dinners. And now they've upped their game with their weekend breakfast buffets, served every Saturday and Sunday from 9 a.m. until 2 p.m. Andy's even sharing his cooking tips and tricks with members of Andy's Pub Club. Join now and you'll also get monthly coupons, early information on upcoming events, and a chance to win a beautiful granite kitchen counter makeover. Sign up for Andy's Pub Club at any of Andy's three locations or online at andysdinerandpub.com. Raise your expectations at Andy's Diner, located in Conshohocken, Trevose, and Springhouse. Online at andysdinerandpub.com.
Attention timeshare owners. Did some high-pressure salesperson twist your arm into buying a timeshare? Did they forget to mention that the vacation times you want will never be available or that it will cost you more to use the timeshare than if you just booked online as a non-owner? I bet that salesperson also forgot to mention your fees will go up year after year after year. They misled you. It's not right, and it's not your fault. Whether you bought decades ago or days ago, we can help. Timeshare Freedom Group's Freedom Process has helped thousands of people get out of unwanted timeshares. Let us help you be free from your regrettable, overpriced, and unavailable timeshare. We are the leaders in the industry with decades of experience canceling timeshares worldwide, legally and permanently. That's why we offer a 100% money-back guarantee. Start the Freedom Process now by calling Timeshare Freedom Group at 855-765-CANCEL. That's 855-765-CANCEL. 855-765-CANCEL. Or come meet us face-to-face at your local office. TimeshareFreedomGroup.com.
You football fanatics are our people. You've got a feeling in your heart and the stats in your head. With the playoffs set and the season on the line, now's the time to place a bet with William Hill, America's number one sports book. Download the William Hill app or go to WilliamHill.com and get in on the action today. The world bets with William Hill. Must be 21 and over and physically present in New Jersey. If you have a gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit 800GAMBLER.org.
Go Team Rudder. Okay, so maybe that doesn't exactly have the same sound as Go Birds, but Rudder Roofing does some winning ourselves. We win on reducing the stress of your roofing, siding, or window project. We win by over-communicating, being upfront and honest, and on bringing second-to-none, drug-screened, and background-checked technicians to your home. It's the little things that matter when someone works on your project. Let us help protect your house by scheduling today at RudderRoofing.com. That's RUTTER Roofing.com.
Everyone knows that even good people fall on hard times. Your credit cards get maxed out and you get behind on your taxes. Unfortunately, the IRS is not as understanding, and they won't stop until they collect. They have the power to take your paycheck, freeze your bank accounts, even your home or business could be at risk. It's simply not worth it to take on the IRS by yourself. You need to call the experts at Optima Tax Relief. When you call, be sure to ask about the Fresh Start Initiative. It's a special IRS tax debt assistance program that could save you thousands, even tens of thousands. Optima will immediately provide you with a team of professionals who could protect you from the IRS, ensuring that you get the best possible outcome. The Better Business Bureau has awarded them an A-plus rating, and you will too. So put the hard times behind you and call Optima today for a free consultation.
Call 800-279-8755. 800-279-8755. 800-279-8755.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
I'm Donna Coriel, owner of D2I Motorsports in Deptford, New Jersey, announcing our first ever New Year's clearance event. Now through January 31st, get the best deals of the year on new and used Honda, Yamaha, KTM, and Polaris, ATVs, motorcycles, side-by-sides, wave runners, and more. Now's not the best time to ride, but it's the best time to buy. So now's more than ever, go fast, go now. Go to D2I Motorsports during the New Year's clearance event. 1300 Clements Ridge Road in Deptford, New Jersey, or online at D2I.com.
Never saw it as a problem when I was younger. Two cigarettes, three cigarettes. It wasn't a habit. My mom, she was always like, you need to get rid of them. Gave the Juul a real chance and found that I liked it. Found that it really works. The switch was easy. It was a no-brainer, really. This came from her, really.
Patrick made the switch December 2016. Make the switch at JUUL.com. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
Vidian Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram can help you defeat the snow and sleet with power. Drive home today in a weather-busting Ram. Shop Vidian.com today.
The
97.5 The Fanatics, Barzetta and Trey are hosting Super Hole Weekend, Friday, February 1st at the Met Philadelphia. Go to 97.5thefanatic.com and download free tickets to the event. Make sure you check out the virtual golf simulator from Golf 364 at Linfield National Golf Club. And brought to you by Waste Management's Baxter Dumpster in a Bag. Eagles talk all day, all season, all year. 97.5 The Fanatic.
So damn proud.
All right, we are back. Joe Stajak in the house till 8 o'clock tonight. We're broadcasting live from the Xfinity studio, only from Comcast. Pat Eagle behind the glass. If you want to talk to me, you got to talk to him first. Believe it or not, there was a guy who called up today and said we should trade both quarterbacks and shoot for Justin Herbert. Really? Pat said on the air he should never call us again or watch sports. He's right. Trade both quarterbacks and shoot for Justin Herbert. Yeah, that's a good idea. That's a really sharp idea. We get all kinds here.
Let's put a Twitter poll out.
Yeah, should we trade both quarterbacks?
Let's just go with no quarterbacks. Let's go with two running backs.
Why not?
We'll just hike it to one of them.
That's exactly right.
The Wildcat.
Yeah, remember the Wildcat? Didn't work too much. Michael Vick. Andy Reid run a little Wildcat. Didn't work. You can tweet me at JoeStajak975. We have at Philly Firm tweets in. Tom Brady is a pansy, weirdo, and poor sport who wouldn't shake Nick Foles' hand. Only reason they keep winning is their division is trash, and they always get the top seed by beating up bad teams. Okay. They play who they play. I mean, that's it. Brady, 8 Super Bowls in 18 years. 8th straight championship game. By the way, he's lost the last 2 on the road, both in Denver. Both in Denver. They're a 3-point dog today. How often does that happen? Last time they were a dog, game 1 of 2016 versus the Cardinals. Jimmy Garoppolo was the starting quarterback. Last time Brady was a dog, week 13 of 2014 playing the Packers. It's a long time ago. Brady was the dog like 4 years ago. They're a dog today, 3 points. Giving the Chiefs the home field advantage, which is big. By the way, Rams tied up the game at 20. They had the ball, 4th and goal at the 1, exactly the half-yard line, decided to kick a field goal. Not sure I wouldn't have gone for that. You know, are you playing for overtime? I guess it might be the smart call considering there was 5 minutes left in the game. Saints have the ball now, 3rd and 5 from their 37-yard line. Game's heating up. The game's getting pretty exciting. Down the stretch, tied at 20. Rams were down 13-0 in this game. 13-0 in this game. Got to give them credit. Battled back. They've now rushed for 80 yards. Certainly a far cry from last week where they rushed for 271. And Todd Gurley and C.J. Anderson combined for 239 yards. Ridiculous. All right. Scotty from Barrington, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. What's up, Scotty? Scotty's not there anymore.
Yo.
All right. Jeremiah in Pottstown, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. What's up, Jeremiah?
Yo, what's up, man? I hope Andy Reid loses today.
Yeah? Why is that?
Because as a Philadelphia fan, I never forgave him for those years that I thought the Eagles should have won the Super Bowl, or at least been there. One Super Bowl out of Andy Reid's term is just unacceptable to me, and he has a lot to do with it. So do the players. I don't forgive the players either. That Eagles of 02 was the best team in the NFL, and they blew it. They blew it, and a lot of that goes on Reid. You can go back and read time as the Philadelphia coach. You can blame them for a lot of time that the Eagles just didn't win the game. Or the team, remember all the times the Eagles would come out flat. Andy Reid is the reason why, in my mind, him and McNabb, the Eagles don't have more Super Bowls in that era. They should have at least had two.
What did he actually do wrong? Let me ask you that.
I was Andy Reid's supporter for a very long time until I started really watching and listening to what people have to say about game planning, game management, calling four. I still go back to they were on the goal line, the 1 yard line, and he throws four times. That is classic Andy Reid.
Which game was that?
I believe it was Michael Vick, and they were playing the 49ers the year they had the Dream Team. And when you got a guy in the backfield, LeSean McCoy.
Yeah.
That's the type of Andy Reid I can't stand.
He likes to sling it. He does like to sling it.
It's unacceptable, though. It's unacceptable. As an Eagles fan, I don't know how you can forgive that guy.
Well,
I don't. When he comes back to Philly, and if I go to that game, I will boo him. You'll never get a round of applause for me from Andy Reid because he cost me a lot of heartbreak, a lot of stress, broke my heart too many times. So did McNabb. And those players are to blame too. But Andy Reid's game planning, Andy Reid's time management, Andy Reid's play calling. Don't forget that, Philadelphia. Don't forget.
Jeremiah, that's a great call, man. Appreciate the call. Wow, killing Andy Reid. Coming up short in big games. Incredible. Scott and Barrington, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. What's up, Scotty?
Brother Joe Biskowitz.
How you doing, man?
Good. I have a little bit of downtime because my lady stepped out with her sister. So,
all right.
Jeremy, you are talking, man. And just always want to say thanks for everything that you do on and off the air because, you know, me and you go back a long way.
Yes, we do.
Me and my boy, Big Steve, my bodyguard.
That's right.
But good talking to you. Let me get going so we can wrap up and get to the other callers. That last call has some valid points, but everybody's, of course, entitled to their own opinion. Yes, it was that. The one problem I have with Coach Reid is, you know, I'm probably getting ready to go with this, Brother Joe. When Donovan and Teal were there, I can understand if he had a rookie coach. That's when he should have stepped in. As much as I can't stand the Patriots, Belichick would not allow that to happen. He would have separated. Look, we got games to win. And that's the one problem I have with Coach Reid, because he didn't step in. But that Teal and Donovan, it's kind of like he sat back and let it go on and on and on and on, Brother Joe.
Yeah,
am I wrong? Am I wrong for that?
That was a mess. Someone should have done something there. I mean, Teal was all bitter about Donovan because Donovan said, you know, we'll be okay without Teal, and Teal took it personally, and he's a little sensitive, and then he wanted more money. I thought the Eagles botched that.
Yeah, absolutely. And again, that last call, he's right, you know, the things that he's done, but that's the one thing that sticks out in my mind. Yeah, I'm going to cheer for him, truth be told. There's some good things he did here. Like I said, there's some good things, and again, that's the one problem I have with him. He did set us up, you know, with Coach Peterson being here. If we have Coach Peterson, we definitely wouldn't have won that last year, because I heard that Coach Reid and Mr. Lurie still have a good connection. So he did some good things. And again, once for Coach Peterson, we wouldn't have won the Super Bowl, Brother Joe. My last question to you is, if I may,
sure,
wrap it up. Thanks for taking my call. Be safe going home. Peace and God bless. What two positions next year are you doing through the draft, and what two positions are you doing through free agency? Once again, Brother Joe, peace, God bless, until next time.
Scotty, I appreciate it, man. I will give you that answer on the other side. We're stepping out for a minute. Saints are moving at the 13-yard line. Looks like they're good for at least three. We shall see. We'll have an update on the other side. Joe Stasek, 97.5 The Fanatic, coming right back.
97.5 The Fanatic.
Download your free Super Bowl weekend tickets now.
Plan to party with Barzetta and Trey. February 1st at the Met Philly. This is your Super Bowl station.
97.5 The Fanatic.
All right, fellas. The last thing you want to hear when you're in the bedroom is, hey, it happens to everyone. This is Trey Thomas. And sometimes you wish you had a little help when it comes to doing your thing, if you know what I mean. Who wouldn't want a little performance enhancer when it comes to that? It's nothing to be embarrassed about. As guys, we all want to be 100% confident, right? Well, the folks at BlueChew.com have come up with the first ever chewable that brings your performance to another level. I mean, listen to some of this. They've got the same active ingredients as Viagra and Cialis, so they work. Since they're chewable, they'll work faster than a pill. You can take them anytime, day or night, and it's less expensive than the other two. Plus, you don't need to go to the doctor's office. Blue Chew ships straight to your door in a discreet package. Visit BlueChew.com and get your first order free when you use the promo code 975. You'll only have to pay the $5 shipping. Again, that's BlueChew.com, promo code 975.
Oh, I got to tell you about my uncle, Anthony Gargano, and the uncles over at Family Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. They have something new starting this year. It's the Start Something New sales event. Drive home a new Jeep for only $129 a month. That's right, just $129 a month. Only at Family, you're going to get oil changes, state inspection, and a loaner car, no charge. At Family, with Greg and Paul, the uncles, your buying experience, fun, fast, friendly, the best service after the sale. Come on down to Philadelphia's original Jeep dealer, family owned and family operated for three generations during the Start Something New sales event. Because listen, at Family Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, you're more than a customer. You know, family. In the Philadelphia Airport Auto Mall, online anytime, familyautos.com. See dealer for details.
Attention timeshare owners. Did some high-pressure salesperson twist your arm into buying a timeshare? Did they forget to mention that the vacation times you want will never be available or that it will cost you more to use the timeshare than if you just booked online as a non-owner? I bet that salesperson also forgot to mention your fees will go up year after year after year. They misled you. It's not right, and it's not your fault. Whether you bought decades ago or days ago, we can help. Timeshare Freedom Group's Freedom Process has helped thousands of people get out of unwanted timeshares. Let us help you be free from your regrettable, overpriced, and unavailable timeshare. We are the leaders in the industry with decades of experience canceling timeshares worldwide, legally and permanently. That's why we offer a 100% money-back guarantee. Start the freedom process now by calling Timeshare Freedom Group at 855-765-CANCEL. That's 855-765-CANCEL. 855-765-CANCEL. Or come meet us face-to-face at your local office. TimeshareFreedomGroup.com.
I'm Donna Coriel, owner of D2I Motorsports in Deffert, New Jersey, announcing our first ever New Year's clearance event. Now through January 31st, get the best deals of the year on new and used Honda, Yamaha, KTM, and Polaris, ATVs, motorcycles, side-by-sides, wave runners, and more. Now's not the best time to ride, but it's the best time to buy. So now more than ever, go fast, go now, go to D2I Motorsports during the New Year's clearance event, 1300 Clements Ridge Road in Deffert, New Jersey, or online at D2I.com.
CMA, ACM, and CMT nominated Randy Houser Magnolia Tour. Saturday, January 26th, the Event Center at Sugar House Casino. Tickets on sale now at sugarhousecasino.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Enjoy a night of laughs with Blackish star Dion Cole. February 22nd at Sugar House Casino. One of today's hottest comedians, Dion Cole, sells out shows nationwide. Dion Cole at the Event Center. Get tickets at sugarhousecasino.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Corey Rutter with Rutter Roofing, Siding, Windows, and Doors. We are friendly, honest, and respectful certified technicians making sure to safely fix whatever your problem may be. When working with Rutter Roofing, rest easy. There are no shortcuts, no low ball bidding. We are all about family, respect, and hard work. We're local and can help with your projects in the PA suburbs. At Rutter Roofing, Siding, Windows, and Doors, we are your go-to exterior contractor. Go to RutterRoofing.com today. That's RUTTER roofing.com. We will protect your house.
Fanatic fan favorites.
Bud Light is rewarding football fans every single week throughout football season with the Bud Light Game Day Tailgate Pack. Visit 975thefanatic.com/contest/Philly to learn more.
Choose Natural Lawn of America. Take advantage of their limited time offer, free seeding every year. Call 800-FREE-SEED. That's 800-FREE-SEED.
Fanatic fan favorites on 975 The Fanatic.
Marzetta and Trey in the morning.
Gargano and Martinez middays.
Missinelli afternoons.
This is the sports voice of the new Philadelphia.
97.5 The Fanatic.
Here we go!
WPEN, Burlington, Philadelphia. Broadcasting live from the Xfinity Studios, only from Comcast.
Welcome back to the show. Rams in a little bit of trouble. Drop pass right there. They have the ball second and 10 at the 25-yard line. Saints went down and kicked the field goal. That's just a drop. That's unbelievable. Got to catch that ball, son. Pretty exciting game. Down to the wire. Saints up 23-20. Third down conversions by the Saints. Nice job today. What do they have? Third down conversion, 6 of 14. All right, they tailed off a little bit. Rams are 5 of 13. Yeah, that's exactly right. Total yards. Total yards, 337 to 297. So pretty equally matched. One turnover for the Rams. That hurt them. Cost them 3 points. Right into Dario Davis's hands. It looked like last week into Marshawn Lattimore's hands when Alshon Jeffrey dropped the ball. He got a pass, too. I love it. Fans were good to Alshon because he's been good to Philly fans. That was interesting stuff, how much empathy the Philly faithful showed. Threw this out a little bit yesterday. I'll throw it out again. Who would you give a pass to in the past? Who would you give a pass to? A guy who didn't get a pass, who got hammered by the public, in the media, by his teammates, by the fan base. If you had to do it over again, who would get a pass? Just thought I'd throw that out there. Alshon Jeffrey got a big-time pass. We're going to talk a little Sixers with Keith Pompey at 6:10 from the Philadelphia Inquirer. I mentioned Andy Reid a little while ago. I'm wondering if you're rooting for Andy Reid today. Wondering if you're rooting for Andy Reid today. Did some good things here in Philly. I think Donald, was it, one of the callers a few minutes ago? Lambasting Andy Reid. For coming up short. Coming up short with this team. 14 seasons. 14 seasons. Pretty good record he compiled, 195 and 124, 611 win percentage. Number that stand out to me is he's been in a lot of playoff games, 25 to be exact. He's under 500, 12 and 13. Been to the playoffs 13 times. Of course, if you don't win the Super Bowl, you're always ending the season on a loss. 12 and 13. In the postseason, with KC 65 and 31, he really turned that program around, 677 win percentage. 13 seasons of his 20 with 10 wins or more. I can't get around him still. I can't get over some of the things he did here. And, of course, time's yours. Still can't get over that. That nonsense. Taking the blame.
Okay, don't worry about it. Enjoy the win, man.
Yeah. I think he said that to Tim McManus, our very own. Yeah, he was annoying. That's not why I don't like him. That's part of the reason he made my job tougher, which is fine, but you know, after 14 years,
how do we find the real reason why you don't like him?
Well, that's part of it. The real reason I don't like him is because he came up short in big games. How about you? You an Andy guy?
Me?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm an Andy guy.
Are you? Okay.
Yeah, I've always liked Andy.
All right. That's fair.
I always liked the fact that he said I have to do a better job.
You like that?
Yeah, because I like it when guys take accountability and don't throw their players under the bus like Chip Kelly did. Chip Kelly always threw his players under the bus. He would throw his coaches under the bus. It wasn't me. Go ask Deuce. He does the running backs. He threw everybody under the bus. It was never his fault. And I know people got tired of hearing about it, but Andy Reid would say, I got to do a better job, and he was throwing himself on the sword.
Yeah, he did
like
that a lot. Yeah, he took the bullet for his team. But how many times do you have to do a better job? Just do a better job. But he did have a lot of success here. You got to give him that. And he's having a lot of success in Kansas City. I like them today. Rams lining up for a 47-yard field goal to send this game into overtime. 47 yards, Greg Zuerlein. I'll keep you posted. Pretty good game today. Coming down to the wire. 23-20 Saints. Rams, a lot of penalties today. 6 for 50 yards. There was an interference non-call on the Saints' last possession. Forced him to kick a field goal. Sean Payton still crying about that. Rams had the ball a little more than the Saints today. 30 minutes to 29 minutes. Pretty much even. Saints call a timeout, trying to ice Greg Zuerlein. Love to see some overtime. Love to see some overtime. We're going to talk a little Sixers as well. Markelle Fultz is back. They got a real tough schedule ahead. They got Houston and James Harden on Monday, 48 points yesterday. The man is unstoppable. He's box office. I know he's got that, you know, traveling step back. Man, he finds his own shot and he can just torch you. And they got the Spurs. Then they got a road trip, tough road trip at Denver, who's second in the West right now, at the Lakers without LeBron, at the Warriors, at the Kings before coming home to the Raptors, then the Nuggets. Tough go for the 76ers. Did some numbers today on the Sixers versus teams with a 600 or more winning percentage. They're just 3-7. Just 3-7. And 7-9. 7-9 against 500 teams. By the way, Greg Zuerlein got a nice hook on that one. Looked like it was going. He was going to push it wide.
Yeah, I thought he missed it.
I did too. Right off the bat, I thought that was going wide. He nailed it. Nice snap. Nice hold. Legatron. I thought that was going wide. Got a little hook. Got a little hook at the end. Put a little English on it. Tie game. 19 seconds left. 14 seconds left. Probably going to overtime. Good stuff out of the NFC. We'll see if the AFC can match what the NFC is doing right now. Sixers, tough loss yesterday. Tough loss yesterday. Paul George knocking down a three-pointer with under 6 seconds left, and he was fouled. Even if he doesn't hit that, he's fouled. He's got three free throws. Bad job by Jimmy Butler. And he was just a step behind. Just a step behind. Nice pick by Steven Adams. They worked it well, and they got it done. But again, 3-7 versus teams 600 or more, 9-11 against teams 500 or more. Lost to the Bucks once, Raptors twice, Celtics twice. Not a good record against good teams. I don't know what that tells you, but to me, this season has been kind of disappointing. I thought they'd be a lot better. I really did. I thought they'd be a lot better. But they're not. But starting to click a little more. The threesome, the triumvirate, starting to play better together. Starting to play better together. 42-point win over Minnie. 24-point win over Indy. And then the loss yesterday. That was a tough loss. 30-17 are the Sixers. In the two games before the game with the Thunder yesterday, 40 assists on 55 field goals when they beat the Timberwolves, 38 assists on 46 field goals against the Pacers. So they're moving the ball around, spreading it around. Keith Pompey coming up shortly. All right. All right. Here he is on the Comcast Business Hotline as promised. He's Keith Pompey from the Philadelphia Inquirer. Hello, Keith. How are you, my friend?
Hey, what's up, Joe? How you been, man?
Good, buddy. Thank you. Thank you for coming on today, man. I know it's championship weekend. You're probably watching a little football, but we appreciate your time. We're talking a little Sixers basketball. They got a tough stretch coming up. You think they're starting to click a little bit more with the whole triumvirate thing and Jimmy Butler? It seems like they're starting to play a little better as a team. Do you agree with that?
Yeah, they are. I mean, but, you know, it's also one of those things that, and again, don't get me wrong, like they beat a very good Indiana team. You know, they played close against OKC, but I just want to, you know, just see a couple more games against these, you know, top-tier teams just to, you know, I mean, just to see how well they are clicking right now. I just want to see a couple more games.
You know, I did some numbers, Keith. They're 3-7 against teams 600 or more winning percentage and only 9-11 against teams 500. Why is that? Are they just not as good as we thought they would be?
I think that their bench is kind of struggling. Like, you know, they have to have a lot of things go right. Like when they play those top tier teams, you know, even when they play any game, it seems like they have four guys, you know, JJ Redick, Ben Simmons, Joel Embiid, and Jimmy Butler. And on any given night, three of them have to play phenomenally. You know what I mean? And
yeah.
If they don't get production from three of them, then they're going to struggle. Unfortunately, and a lot of that is because they don't have someone else that's going to step up on a consistent basis. You know, there's some nights where Landry Shamet will step up. There's some nights where Mike Muscala will step up, you know, Wilson Chandler. But for the most part, they don't have a guy coming off the bench or a non, like, superstar who steps up on a consistent basis, and that's what kills them. It's too much pressure on the big four, so to speak.
Who should they target then with the trade deadline coming up? Do you have any folks in mind?
You know, it's funny because, I mean, when you look at it, you know, you're saying to yourself, like, you know, they need a defender. You know, they need a perimeter defender. They need a post player. You know, I know the guy Lopez, Robin Lopez, you know, who plays for the Chicago Bulls. I would love to have him if I was the Sixers as a backup center. You know what I mean? But that's someone they could possibly get in, like, in the buyout market. But I'm hearing that he wants to go to Golden State. And then, you look at a guy that they have right now and Corey Brewer, you know, I would like to see him get a little bit more action so we can see what he can do, because you're hearing that he's a solid defender, a solid perimeter defender. You know, the problem right now is when you look at it, a lot of the top guys that you're saying the Sixers should go after, their team isn't eliminated just yet.
Okay.
So people are going to hold on to them until the last minute. And I think because of that, the buyout market and the trades are not going to be as they were last year when teams were just willing to give people away. So I think that's where the Sixers are going to struggle at. And there's a guy in Minnesota by the name of Anthony Tolliver, who's a backup power forward. He's not getting a lot of run there. But I think that he could be someone who can help them, not as a starter, but as a backup, you know, four or five man. But, you know, it's weird. Like, the guy who was the best fit for him is Trevor Ariza. He was traded to Washington. And from what I hear, you know, the Wizards really like him. I don't see them, you know, getting rid of him.
Keith Pompey on the Comcast Business Hotline. Tough loss yesterday, Keith, the 19th in a row to the Thunder. What'd you think of how that game played out down the stretch?
You know, down the stretch, I think the Sixers made too many mistakes. You know, I get it. I mean, they had it. You know, Jimmy Butler made a great steal. And, you know, he goes in and he scores. Before that, Joel made, you know, clutch three foul shots. But I think, you know, Butler lost Paul George on that play, and Paul George hit the three and got the 4-point play. And I would have liked to see Ben Simmons, instead of dishing the ball to Butler, he was going 100 miles an hour.
Yeah.
I would have liked to see him to at least try to make a play at the basket. You know what I mean? I felt like that he was, the way he was going, he would have gotten to the rim in those 2.9 seconds. And I think that when Butler took that shot, I mean, he was off balance. He had two guys in front of him. And I just felt like his foot weren't, you know, set like they were in the other ones. And I felt like it was a hard shot. So I just feel like the Sixers made a lot of mistakes, especially down the stretch.
Do you think Ben Simmons was hesitant to go to the rim because he was only 4 of 8 from the line yesterday? He's not exactly the greatest free throw shooter.
He could have been. And also, you know, you look at Jimmy Butler. You know, Jimmy Butler's the guy who wants the ball, you know, who does want the ball in those situations. But I just think that if Ben would have went there, they would have had a better chance to win. But I can see where you're coming from, you know, based off of, you know, typically he doesn't like shooting the ball. Typically, I mean, he's not a great foul shooter, because he would have been bumped if he would have, you know, gone to the rim. It would just been a matter if the ref calls it or not. So I can see where you're coming from.
Keith Pompey on the Comcast Business Hotline. Joel Embiid with the bad back. He was grimacing a lot in the game against Indiana the other night. Played okay yesterday. You okay with them playing Embiid right now with a bad back?
You know, and I wrote about that in today's paper. It's a tough situation for me because, you know, if you look at it, you know, we can't hide the fact that how much better the Sixers are when Joel Embiid is on the floor. And we also know that if you take them out and they lose a one game or a couple games, that could affect you in the standings. You know, and then, of course, you're having Joel saying he's playing better. I mean, it's a tough one. I mean, you would hope that, let's just say, you know, if they played Houston today and they look and they see what other teams do in the standings, you know, they could possibly rest them on Wednesday. You know what I mean? Knowing that they'll have a couple days off before they play Denver, you know, on Saturday, I believe it is. So, you know, I think he does need to rest because he's going to be more important to you in the playoffs. But you can also understand why, I mean, you know, why they're not resting him. And I don't mean to be long-winded, but, you know, when you think of it, this is how important he is. And I know people want to throw analytic stats out, which are great. But to me, when they played Portland at Portland, they lost by 34 points. They come back and they win two close games against the Clippers and the Phoenix Suns. Embiid averaged 35 points, 19 rebounds, and 2.5 blocks in two close wins. So that tells you how vital he is to the team's success. So with that being said, you know, you can see where the Sixers are like, oh, if it's not going to hurt you worse, I can see you playing a little bit. But they have to be careful.
Keith Pompey on the Comcast Business Highline. Appreciate your time today, my friend. Markelle Fultz is back, and he's going to be rehabbing around here. What do you think the time frame is for him? And I was going with D-Line yesterday. She thinks it might be a bad idea bringing him back late in the season in terms of the chemistry of this team or the lack thereof, maybe, if they try to play him late in the season. What do you think?
Yeah, you know what? You know, you're happy. I mean, you would be happy for Markelle folks to come back for him if, you know, that's what he wants to do. But I can see where, you know, where D's coming from. I mean, because, you know, right now, Markelle's been gone for 7 weeks. And this team is getting an identity. They're going to try to bring someone else in. And it's hard when you have to bring another player in, especially when that player struggles to shoot the ball just like Ben Simmons. You know, I mean, think about it. You know, right now, you know, we went through a couple weeks with Embiid talking about his role. And then, you know, Jimmy Butler had a meeting where he talked about his role, and then all of a sudden you bring Markelle in, and next thing you know, I mean, things, you know, get messed up. And as a coach, it just seems like that's just too much you want to deal with at this particular time, you know? I think it could be a distraction, and I think that, you know, right now, towards the end of the season, you want to reduce your bench or your rotation. You don't want to, you know, expand it. So, you know what I mean? It is a tough spot for the Sixers, I will say that.
Last question before I let you go, my friend. They play Houston on Monday, tomorrow. James Harden, everyone knows he can score the ball and he's, you know, lights out. How come no one can stop him?
I mean, he's a big guy and he's strong. And he also gets some calls now.
Yeah, he does.
You know, he does get some calls, but, you know, it's funny. Like, when you talk to Brett, Brett's always talking about his stature and his shooting ability. And I think that's it. You know, he has ability, you know, in the ISOs. He can get to certain spots because of his size. And he has a quick release. You know what I mean? It's hard to stop him. And it's funny because he's the type of guy where a lot of times when you say, you know, less is more, that's great for him. Because when he doesn't have other guys in the offense around him and you get a bunch of role players and you say, okay, James, we want you to give us 57 tonight, he's going to give you 60. And everyone's going to be happy. He gets the touches he wants. You know, he gets to certain spots and he has a bunch of role players with him, and that enables him to excel. Kind of like when AI took the Sixers, you know, to the championship. It was like everyone knew that AI was going to shoot the ball, and it was up to people to stop him. And James Harden is bigger than AI and stronger.
Yeah, he is. He's dominant. Unbelievable. He's certainly a great watch. He is box office. Keith, we appreciate your time, my friend. Get back to doing what you were doing, and we'll catch up with you soon, pal. Thanks again.
Hey, man, thanks for having me on your show. I always enjoy talking to you.
Thank you, Keith. Keith Pompey on the Comcast Business Hotline getting it done. By the way, the Rams lining up for the game-winning kick. It's a long one. It's in the 50s. Not sure how long this is. Greg Zuerlein to win the game and send it's a 57-yard attempt. He's got such a big leg. Certainly can get it there. I'm rooting for the Rams big time. Gave out the Saints yesterday, but I am rooting for the Rams big time. Timeout on the field trying to ice Greg Zuerlein. Great stuff. Great stuff in the first game, the NFC title game. Keith Pompey had a lot of good things to say. We're going to talk about some of those things with the Sixers on the other side. And we'll also recap the Rams and Saints game. It could be over very shortly as Greg Zuerlein lines up for a 57-yard kick. Steve Cowell is coming on right after the game. Give his recap, give his two cents on the Rams and Saints and help preview the Chiefs and the Patriots. Game time, 6:30 for the AFC title game. Joe Stajak, 97.5, The Fanatic. We are coming right back.
97.5, The Fanatic.
You need to be there for the party.
Friday, February 1st, Barzetta and Trey in the Morning host Philly's inaugural Super Hole Weekend. An indoor tailgate party at the Met Philadelphia. Listen up.
The Friday before the big game has always been a holiday in Philly.
And we are continuing the tradition. The Fanatic and the Philadelphia Cornhole League are throwing the city's biggest indoor cornhole tournament and tailgate party. Plan to take the day off. Then go to 97.5thefanatic.com to download your free tickets.
Everybody who comes out has a chance to drive away with a 2-year Honda Civic lease from Burns Honda. And a trip for two to Aruba.
Brought to you by Harris Philadelphia. The area's best sports wagering experience will be at the book. Bet, party, win, repeat.
And Delilah's Gentleman's Club and Steakhouse, the official after party of Super Hole.
97.5 The Fanatic Super Hole Weekend with Barzetta and Trey in the Morning. Friday, February 1st at the Met Philadelphia. Only from Philadelphia's official cornhole station. 97.5 The Fanatic.
With PatriotSoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
Mike Cappell here, serial entrepreneur. In 2016, one of my employees accidentally clicked through an online vendor's contract, which recommitted my company to an additional 12 months of their service. I called the vendor to explain the accident. Nope, they pointed to their ironclad contract, told me to pay or else. I will pay them, but after 12 months, I'm gone. I've been in business over 30 years, and I've never made my customers sign a long-term contract. Never. And now, my fifth successful company, Patriot Software, offers payroll to business owners with 1 to 100 employees, and there's no long-term contract. And if you need help with your payroll, we will help you for free. Go to PatriotSoftware.com. Use promo code RADIO and get 2 months of payroll free. That's PatriotSoftware.com.
Hi, I'm Gary Barbera, and I approve these pre-owned prices.
Everybody's bitching, but business, it's boom, boom, booming at Barbera's on the Boulevard. So nice, I'll say it twice. Business is boom, boom, booming at Barbera's on the Boulevard. More for your money, honey. Baby Bentley Luxurious Chrysler 300, $16,990, a kaboom bargain. Elegant 300, $16,990, and I'm just getting started. You're on the AC Expressway and the kids, they pop down a Disney DVD in your gorgeous town and country minivan for $12,990. You want more for your hard-earned buck, Chuck? Stay with me. Jeep Compass, Jeep Patriot, the Barbera way. Boom. $12,990 each is all you pay at Barbera's on the Boulevard. Boom. PT Cruiser or Caliber, $10,990 each. And that's why Barbera's business is booming. Get your butt to Barbera's at Barbeck and the Boulevard in the great Northeast. Is Barbera the best with the biggest selection and lowest prices? Boom! Boy, I guess.
French Creek Outfitters in Phoenixville, PA has everything you need for the great outdoors and beyond. Camping gear, kayaks, hunting apparel, or gifts, all the big names, they have them. Great selection of gun safes in stock, and don't worry about how you're going to move it, they deliver. French Creek Outfitters has indoor archery and shooting ranges, too. French Creek Outfitters, located on Route 23, just west of Phoenixville. Shop them online at FrenchCreekOutfitters.com. French Creek Outfitters. Why take a chance with anybody else?
Injured on the job?
insurance companies will turn their backs on you.
I deserve better.
Some employers just won't care.
I deserve better.
Call Martin Law. We wrote the book on workers' comp in Pennsylvania. Our team will help you get the benefits you deserve. Call 215-587-8400 to arrange a free consultation.
You deserve better.
215-587-8400. Martin Law, the law firm for injured workers for nearly 40 years.
Attention timeshare owners. Did some high-pressure salesperson twist your arm into buying a timeshare? Did they forget to mention that the vacation times you want will never be available, or that it will cost you more to use the timeshare than if you just booked online as a non-owner? I bet that salesperson also forgot to mention your fees will go up year after year after year. They misled you. It's not right, and it's not your fault. Whether you bought decades ago or days ago, we can help. Timeshare Freedom Group's Freedom Process has helped thousands of people get out of unwanted timeshares. Let us help you be free from your regrettable, overpriced, and unavailable timeshare. We are the leaders in the industry with decades of experience canceling timeshares worldwide, legally and permanently. That's why we offer a 100% money-back guarantee. Start the freedom process now by calling Timeshare Freedom Group at 855-765-CANCEL. That's 855-765-CANCEL. 855-765-CANCEL. Or come meet us face-to-face at your local office. TimeshareFreedomGroup.com.
The IRS finally caught up with Louie.
I hadn't paid my taxes in 8 years. I owed the IRS a lot of money.
Louie was in deep trouble.
We're going to take your house, put a lien on your bank account, garnish your pay. They don't care. They're going to take your paycheck.
Louie found out about Optima Tax Relief, the leading tax resolution firm. A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau, they've resolved over a $500 million for their clients.
Optima Tax, they help me. They calm me down. They made me feel comfortable, and I trust them.
Louie has a lot to be thankful for.
I don't owe the IRS anymore, and I'm able to live a comfortable life, a better life. It was because of Optima Tax.
For tax help you can trust, call Optima now for a free consultation. Take it from Louie.
If you owe the IRS, don't go it alone. Give Optima Tax a call. They can help you.
Call 800-279-8755. 800-279-8755. 800-279-8755.
Optima Tax Relief.
Testimonial from an actual client. Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Sports Talk for Willingboro and all of Burlington County.
97.5, The Fanatic.
All I can say is, wow. What an ending in New Orleans, in the Bayou. Greg Zuerlein. After an interception, a Drew Brees interception on the first drive in overtime, Rams moved the ball about 25 yards. Greg Zuerlein, a 57-yard field goal to win the game for the Rams and send them to Super Bowl 53. I love it. I gave out the Saints, but I rooted hard for the Rams. Legatron gets it done. Just hooks it. Man, he had plenty of leg on that. That was good for 65. Unbelievable. Jared Goff going to the Super Bowl. Todd Gurley going to the Super Bowl. What an ending. What an ending. Hopefully the second game will be just as good. The first game was awesome. First game was awesome. So we shall see. Eagles might have fared a little better if they played the Rams. They were 2-0 against the Rams in the last two times they played. But not to be this year. And Andy Reid goes second. He's up. Steve Callis is up on the Comcast Business Hotline. Steven, how are you, my friend?
Everything good, Joe. How are you?
Oh, I'm good now. I know I gave out the Saints, but I rooted hard for the Rams. They were down 13-0. We talked about that fourth and goal, maybe going for it, but Sean McVay, I guess, did the right thing because it paid off.
Well, it did pay off. You know, the big gambler, I thought if he missed, he was down three, and Pat just said that, you know, he would have kicked the field goal because he got to tie up the game. I thought the play for overtime there was a mistake, frankly, but you're right. It turned out well. Of course, there was that mystery non-pass interference call.
Yeah, little bit.
I mean, that's going to be one of the most talked about non-calls in the, you know, there's no way to say, oh, maybe it was a close call or maybe it could have gone the other way. I mean, it was just mind-boggling. But, hey, I picked the Rams to win outright, so I'm certainly happy.
That's a very good pick by you, my friend. Down 13-0 in the game. Didn't you think it was going to be a semi-blowout? And I thought the key to the game, one of the keys, is the Rams kept keeping the Saints out of the end zone early and forcing them to kick field goals.
Yeah, total opposite of their first game for both teams.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, there wasn't also a little bit of the Eagles. You know, those two games were kind of like the basketball team that's up 25 in the first quarter, and you're like, wow, we got so much more to play. So it was a little bit like that. The Eagles were up 14-0, of course, as you'll recall, and I still think they should have won that game. But when you get up a lot early, it can go either way. If you're the Patriots and you're up 28-7 on the Chargers last week, the game's over. But, you know, there's a lot of football to play. This is going to be talked about for a long time. I was disappointed, frankly. I really thought the Rams could run, and to me, they never even tried to establish the run.
No, they did not.
First two times they had the ball, they went play action on first down. But, you know, they ran for 273 yards last week, so I thought if you can run it down their throats, run it down your throats. Then if you can't, you can't. But I don't think we ever found out, really. And Gurley didn't get much playing time. I don't know if he was hurt.
Yeah.
He was riding the bike on the sidelines.
I was going to ask you that. C.J. Anderson, 16 carries, 44 yards. Todd Gurley, just 4 carries and 10 yards. What's up with that?
I don't know if they made a decision that C.J. Anderson is now the Jerome Bettis bowling ball type runner and they needed more power.
Yeah.
I don't know if he was hurt. If you're Gurley and you're not hurt, are you riding the bike to stay loose because you're really not playing? You know, I'm sure you'll hear all of this tomorrow. But I thought it was a bizarre game on many levels. But, you know, you got to give the Rams credit to go in there and win. But I'll say it again. I wasn't overly impressed last week with the Saints. They certainly were not the team they were the first, you know, 6, 7, 8 weeks, whatever it is that they were at the beginning of the year. And frankly, you're right. The Rams were able to hang around. They limited New Orleans mainly to field goals. And that's what happens when you let somebody hang around.
Yep. Steve Callis on the Comcast Business Hotline. Steve, it's 13-0 in the game. Rams have the ball 4th and 4 in their own territory. And they fake punt it. Johnny Hecker to Sammy Shields for the first down. What did you think of that play?
I thought it was incredibly gutsy, but again, you're dealing with guys, and Sean Payton, you know, onside kick, remember, to start the second half of that Super Bowl they won. This might be the new normal, because you see a lot of these guys taking incredible gambles. If they don't make that, you can argue the game's over. They march down the field and get 3 or 7, the game's over. But you got to give them credit. I think it's going to be we had to do something. We weren't moving the ball. We were getting our heads kicked in. We had to do something to enliven the team, and it worked because they did. They only got a field goal, but they got a field goal. You know, they scored.
Yeah.
And then they had the Gurley TD run, which was like the only good run of the game for him.
Yeah.
And then it was 13-10. And the rest of that, it was always a ball game. Even at 20-10, you had a feeling it was kind of a ball game.
Jared Goff versus Drew Brees, the third-year guy versus a 40-year-old guy. What did you think of the quarterback competition with quarterback play between the two?
Well, I didn't think Goff played particularly well, but he made 2 great throws under severe pressure, not in the window throws, just getting rid of the ball. He could have been sacked twice on that final field goal drive, which wasn't a big drive. Obviously, Zerline kicked a 57-yarder that looked like it would have been good from 67.
Yep.
But, you know, you're in a dome. That's a whole other thing. So I thought Goff did what he had to do. But I don't think he played particularly well. Brees was good, but not great. Again, their offense was not what it was. They did a lot better job, obviously, and Michael Thomas. You know, we talked about it before the game yesterday and the day before. Tlaib being in there made a difference. It's not that he played great himself. I thought he gave it the wave on that second touchdown.
The business decision.
Scored.
Yeah.
Just by having him in the lineup, they're better. And they did get good pressure. They sacked him a couple times. You know, there were no sacks in that 45-35 first game.
Wow.
Which I didn't even know until they said that today. But, you know, Sue was big. Donald was big. I thought they played well. And, again, the Rams, you know, they scored 20 against the Eagles. They scored 23 going into overtime against the Rams. That's not the 48-7 beat the Eagles team we saw earlier in the year. And even though they averaged over 30 points, you know, for the year, I don't think they were, you know, they beat Carolina 12-9. right? Like two or 3 weeks from the end of the season.
Sure.
So there certainly were holes there, but I'll say it again, and this is what you're going to read tomorrow. If they call pass interference in what was a blatant pass interference, Troy Aikman was right. If the guy turned around, he could have intercepted the ball and maybe run it back all the way.
Mm-hmm.
But he didn't. He just, it's amazing how in today's world, you can't review that, but it's amazing to me how in today's world that play just stands. It's just, you know, it's just unbelievable. That'll be in the highlight film for the next 50 years.
You know,
they not call that. But again, it's the old give the Rams credit. They stopped them. They went down the field. They tied it up. They won in overtime. I think it's an incredible win for the Rams. But I'm telling you now, whoever wins the Super Bowl, that's who I like in the next game. whoever wins the next game, that's who I like in the Super Bowl.
Okay, well, let's talk about the next game. Chiefs and Patriots, they haven't gotten underway yet. Still doing some pregame pomp and circumstance. 9-0 are the Pats at home. 3-5 on the road. Chiefs are 8-1 at home. And the delta in points between home and away for the Patriots is 12. But you got Brady. You got the cagey veteran Brady, maybe the GOAT, against a second-year guy in Mahomes who threw for over 5,000 yards and 50 touchdowns this year. Who do you like in this game?
I like the Patriots to win. I mean, I'll take the 3, but I like them to win. You're right. All the stats you just said are against them, but there was something about them last week. Yes, they were at home, but many, many people, you know, 52% people bet the Chargers on the money line last week. They thought they could win. And I know, and you'll agree, when you go into Foxborough, it's a different deal when the Patriots go on the road. But there's just something there. I don't know. They lost Josh Gordon, and Gronk hasn't been Gronk, at least from an offensive standpoint. Watch Gronk block today because he's still a great blocker. I think somehow they're going to get the job done. You got Belichick, who will come up with something some way, I think, to limit Tyreek Hill, who killed them in the first game. And, you know, it's hard to get to Brady. The Chiefs have the most sacks in the NFL. They've got an incredible sack record at home. But somehow Brady doesn't really get sacked much. His offensive line is good, not great. I think they're going to run Sony Michel down Casey's throat. Casey is not good against the run. I think it's going to be one of those ball control, try and keep the ball for 40 minutes. Although, as you know, Pat Mahomes scored 40 points in like 23 minutes up in Foxborough. So to me, it's kind of a little like this game that we just watched. Everything kind of points to the home team, but I'm taking the visitors, and I'm more comfortable. I was more comfortable before these games picking the Patriots rather than the Rams, but the Rams have already got the job done, and we'll see what the Patriots can do. But you're right. I know you like KC, and Mahomes is a you know, he's a borderline miracle worker, but we'll see now on the big stage. He made it, you know, threw a couple interceptions against the Patriots in Foxborough. So somehow I think Belichick finds a way to get some defensive scheme, and somehow Brady is Brady. And the Patriots have been there, what, 8 times in a row, whatever it is?
Yeah.
And Kansas City hasn't been in the Super Bowl since,
1969.
I think it was Super Bowl IV, right? Yeah. So Len Dawson isn't coming through that door. But Pat Mahomes is great. Don't get me wrong. They're great. I think they're more talented. But their defense is not that good. Justin Houston did not play in the first game. He's good. Eric Berry, I think, is playing today.
Yes,
I don't
he is.
Know.
He is
I don't
playing.
Know how good he'll be. They say he might be the guy to guard Gronk. I'm not too sure about that. But, you know, I like the Patriots with the points, and I like the Patriots to win the game.
Great stuff, Steve. We shall see. I hope it's as good as the first game. Rams winning overtime 26-23. Chiefs and Pats about to kick off. Go enjoy the game, pal. Appreciate your time.
Always a pleasure, Joe.
You too, Steve. Steve Callis getting it done again, recapping the first game where, like I said, Rams win in overtime 26-23. They are headed to Super Bowl 53, and there's only one question left. Who's their opponent going to be? 610-632-0975. Joe Stazek, 97.5. The Fanatic, we are coming right back.
97.5. The Fanatic. 97.5. The Fanatic welcomes 2019 by bringing back the 5K a day big green giveaway. Five times each weekday, you'll have a chance to win $1,000.
Oh, wow!
And a chance
chance to qualify for $10,000.
Weekdays at 8 a.m., 11 a.m., 1 p.m., 4 p.m., and 6 p.m. You'll have up to 15 minutes to enter the keyword on the Fanatic app.
Or at 975thefanatic.com.
This is a Beasley Media Group nationwide contest. Complete rules available at 975thefanatic.com. 975 The Fanatic's 5K a day big green giveaway.
Brought to you on 975 The Fanatic by TurnersvilleJeep.com, the Delaware Valley's fastest growing Jeep dealer.
When the deadline clock is ticking, an unreliable network can cost your business money. That's why you need Comcast Business. Our gig speed network is fast, and we go beyond fast with the complete reliability of 4G LTE backup, which means that even if something like construction accidentally knocks out the power, you can still upload that big presentation, email important clients, invoice customers, and not take a hit to your company's bottom line. For a limited time, switch to Comcast Business and get an amazing deal on fast, reliable internet. Get started with 75 megabit internet for $49.95 per month for 2 years when you add one voice mobility line. Just one more way Comcast Business goes beyond other providers. Call 1-800-501-6000 today. Comcast Business. Beyond fast.
Offer ends 1/31/19. Restrictions apply. New business customers only. 2-year agreement required. Early termination fee applies. Equipment taxes and fees extra subject to change. Connection Pro backup limited to up to 6 hours and requires Comcast Business Internet.
I'm a real person, real voice, and a real face. Even though you can't see it because, you know, radio invisibility. You know what else is super duper real? Geico Local Offices. A Geico local agent could tailor fit a policy to you, which could save you hundreds on your car insurance. All because Geico local agents keep it real, with real savings and real service. Really?
And there's more. A Geico local agent could help you with more than just auto policies, like motorcycle, boat, and RV insurance. Stop by or give them a call today.
Washing my nose, oh yeah.
I'm a shower curtain, and I do one thing, keep water from leaking everywhere. So you see why I feel useless compared to Geico, who does so much more. Like, not only could Geico save you money, but they've been around for over 75 years. And they give you 24/7 access online, over the phone, or on the Geico app. And they've got a 97% customer satisfaction rating. They do all this while I have to listen to this chucklehead. Oh, good, he stopped.
Washing my toes!
Oh, great, an encore.
Geico. Expect great savings and a whole lot more.
Texting enrolls you in recurring automated text messages. Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas, the Big Hurt. After I left baseball, I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. So I got back into the game with Nugenix. I'm feeling stronger with a lot more energy and drive. You want to get back into shape? Get Nugenix.
All you have to do is send one simple text.
Frank's right. Just text LIKE to 321321 to get a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix samples are not available in stores. To get your complimentary bottle, text LIKE to 321321. That's L-I-K-E to 321321.
At Charmin, we heard you shouldn't talk about going to the bathroom in public, so we decided to sing about it.
My Charmin clean booty is a thing of beauty. So nice, so fresh, so cutie. My booty. And these Charmin glossy got me feeling glossy. Cheeks so pretty from the nitty to the gritty. My Charmin clean booty is a thing of beauty. My Charmin.
Charmin Ultra Strong just cleans better. Enjoy the go with Charmin.
What a night. Parks Casino, Pennsylvania's number one casino. Sports betting is here, now at Parks Casino and the South Philadelphia Turf Club. We'll have all your favorite ways to bet. Spread, money line, totals, props, parlays, and teasers. Bet on all your favorite college and professional teams, NFL, NBA, MLB, NHL, NCAA, and more. Plus, use your mobile bet slip builder to speed through the lines. More action than ever at Pennsylvania's number one casino with all new sports betting. Parks Casino, what a night. Street road exit 0595 for the Pennsylvania Turnpike. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLE.
Attention, timeshare owners. Did some high-pressure salesperson twist your arm into buying a timeshare? Did they forget to mention that the vacation times you want will never be available, or that it will cost you more to use the timeshare than if you just booked online as a non-owner? I bet that salesperson also forgot to mention your fees will go up year after year after year. They misled you. It's not right, and it's not your fault. Whether you bought decades ago or days ago, we can help. Timeshare Freedom Group's Freedom Process has helped thousands of people get out of unwanted timeshares. Let us help you be free from your regrettable, overpriced, and unavailable timeshare. We are the leaders in the industry with decades of experience canceling timeshares worldwide, legally and permanently. That's why we offer a 100% money-back guarantee. Start the Freedom Process now by calling Timeshare Freedom Group at 855-765-CANCEL. That's 855-765-CANCEL. 855-765-CANCEL. Or come meet us face-to-face at your local office. TimeshareFreedomGroup.com.
97.5 The Fanatics Barzetta and Trey are hosting Super Hole Weekend Friday, February 1st at the Met Philadelphia. Go to 97.5thefanatic.com and download free tickets to the event. Everyone on site will have a chance to win a trip or two to the Amsterdam Manor Beach Resort. A taste of the Dutch Caribbean. Check out the resort at AmsterdamManor.com in beautiful Aruba. One happy island. Go to Aruba.com to plan your visit now. The Gargano Station. 97.5 The Fanatic.
Gee, guess who's moving the football right down the field to open the game in Kansas City? Patriots, 2 of 2 on third downs. They already have four first downs on this drive. Started at the 25-yard line, 47 yards so far. 5.2 yards per play. They're running the ball very well. 23 yards already on this first drive. Sony Michel, James White carrying the load. Gronk's already had a catch. Brady looks fine. The weather is cold. And Belichick against Andy Reid. Second time these two have met up in the postseason. By the way, if the Chiefs get to the title game, the Super Bowl against the Rams, it will be the fifth time in NFL history the two teams scored over 30 points in a season and faced off against each other. The fourth time was today, Rams and Saints. The other times, back in 2014, the Cardinals and the Panthers faced off against each other, scoring 30 points a game. And the other two times, the 48-49 season, where the Eagles beat the Chicago Cardinals and the LA Rams, respectively, 7-0, 14-0. Low-scoring games. The weather was awful, at least for the first game. Tommy Thompson, the quarterback, Steve Van Buren, the running back. Tommy Thompson, by the way, I mentioned this yesterday, is blind in one eye. He led them to three straight title games and two championships. So I guess he's the most accomplished quarterback in Eagle history. I've been saying it's Nick Foles. Nick Foles is in the Super Bowl era. But I guess if you want to look at the whole thing, two championships is better than one. Three straight title games. That's pretty impressive. Who are you rooting for today in the second game? You're going with Andy? Where do you stand on Andy Reid? 20 seasons in the NFL. Man, he must be tired. His coaches work 20 hours a day. 20 hours a day. 14 seasons in Philadelphia. 320 games. This is his 321st game, I believe, if they count playoffs. Boy, Patriots right down the field. They're at the 4-yard line. 195 and 124 overall. A 6-11 winning percentage. That's good. That's good to have a career record of 6-11 winning percentage. With the Eagles, 224 games he was here. 224 games. My goodness, that's a lot of Andy Reid. 130 and 93 and 1. He's overall better than he's been with the Eagles. 583 win percentage. KC, he's killing it. 96 games. 65, 31 and 0. 677 win percentage. Like I mentioned earlier, this to me is almost the most impressive stat. 13 seasons of 10 wins or more in 20 seasons. His first 2 years with the Birds, 5-11, then 11-5. With the Chiefs, he took over a 2-14 team and went 11-5 the next year. He certainly can build a team, and he's got some talent. of course, Patrick Mahomes. They moved up 17 spots to take Patrick Mahomes a couple years ago. Think he knew what he was doing? He does know what he's doing with quarterbacks. He made Donovan a star. And when Donovan couldn't play, Coy Detmer would come in and succeed. A.J. Feely would come in and succeed. Those two guys went 5-1 down the stretch back in 2002, I believe. Without Donovan. So Andy Reid can build a football team, and he's got talent. He's got more talent than the Patriots. Patriots about to punch it in right now. 6 first downs on this drive, 3 of 3 on third down. Total yards, 79 yards so far. 41 yards on the ground, 38 through the air. A typical Patriots drive to start a football game. It's tough to pick a team to root for in this game. It's almost the lesser of two evils. I know folks around here do not like the Patriots. Beat the Eagles in the Super Bowl in 2004. Faced off against them last year in Super Bowl 52. I know you either love Tom Brady or hate him. I'm a big fan. Like watching him. Like watching what he does. Like watching how good he is. How precise he is. The leader he is. Him and Belichick, I mean, talk about falling into it. 199th pick, 6th round. Like Pat Egan said earlier, he still has a chip on his shoulder about it. It is time to move on, Tom. You landed in a great spot. If you weren't the 199th pick, you wouldn't be with the Patriots. All of this wouldn't have happened like it has. So he should be thankful that he is where he is. Him and Belichick, 18 seasons. 18 seasons of dynasty football. 18 seasons. Now, the Patriots are about to punch it in 3-5 this year on the road. They've lost their last two road title games. They do not play well on the road, especially in the playoffs. Of course, they've only played 2 road playoff games since 2007. Tells you a little bit about what they've done in the division. And they have torn up the AFC East. I get it. Bills, the Jets, the Dolphins. They made quick work of those teams. I get all that. But still, 18 seasons. You saw how tough it was for the Eagles to come back strong after their Super Bowl championship. Touchdown Patriots, by the way. Saw how tough that was. Patriots do it year in and year out. You want to see the legend grow? Or do you want to see Andy Reid get his? Are you happy for Andy Reid and his success? I'm ambivalent. I don't know. I guess that's good for him. I was never a big Andy fan. Time's yours. Never a big Andy fan. Or he was kind of a bonehead. Did some good things, built a football team, but he did a lot of bonehead things. Couldn't manage the clock to save his rear end. Would burn about 2 timeouts before the first quarter ended. Couldn't get the plays in on time. Got out-coached in big games. Put up 3 points against Carolina in the NFC title game in 2003. Lost to Tampa Bay at home. The last game at the Vet. Lost the Super Bowl after having opportunity after opportunity in the first half to take hold of that game. Outcoached, which is par for the course in big games for Andy Reid. That's why I'm not a big fan. I don't care about 5 NFC title games. I don't care. 1 Super Bowl appearance. If he was that good, they should have been in multiple Super Bowls, in my opinion. Yeah, 5 NFC title games, 1-4 in those games. 12-3 lifetime in the playoffs. 12-13 lifetime in the playoffs. Under 500. And he's lost 2 games with a 28-point lead and an 18-point lead, respectively, in the postseason. Back in 2014, a 28-point lead to the Colts evaporated in the second half. 18-point lead last year, 21-3 at the half over Tennessee, evaporated in the second half. So I think he's a good coach, but he falls short of a great coach because he has plenty misgivings. I think I'm rooting for the Patriots today. I think I've decided to do that. I picked the Chiefs outright, picked the Saints to go to the Super Bowl, Super Bowl 53. We shall see. One team left to punch their ticket to Super Bowl 53. I'm Joe Stajak, 97.5, The Fanatic, coming back.
97.5, The Fanatic.
Hey, guys. As you start getting older, things start to wear down. You can't run like you used to. You can't stay up late like you used to. And sometimes you wish you had a little help when it comes to doing your thing, if you know what I mean. Who wouldn't want a little performance enhancer when it comes to that? It's nothing to be embarrassed about. As guys, we all want to be 100% confident, right? Well, the folks at BlueChew.com have come up with the first ever chewable that brings your performance to another level. I mean, listen to some of this. They've got the same active ingredients as Viagra and Cialis. So they work. Since they're chewable, they'll work faster than a pill. You can take them anytime, day or night. And it's less expensive than the other two. Plus, you don't need to go to the doctor's office. BlueChew ships straight to your door in a discreet package. Visit BlueChew.com and get your first order free when you use the promo code 975. Just pay the $5 shipping. That's BlueChew.com, promo code 975.
Hi, I'm Gary Barbera.
Wait, I'm Gary Barbera. And we approve this message.
New year, new car.
Gary Barbera has
300 Jeeps,
200 discounted Dodges, Motor Trend's Truck of the Year, the new Ram.
Hello.
Your choice, zero down or from $12,990.
300 Jeeps,
200 discounted Dodges,
and Rams, and more Rams.
Motor Trend's Truck of the Year.
I'm not kidding.
Zero down or from $12,990. That's the lowdown on the lowdown.
300 Jeeps,
200 discounted Dodges,
Motor Trend's Truck of the Year,
and easy auto credit. Just come and get it.
Philadelphia's Credit Connection.
And during Owner Appreciation Month, it's your choice. Zero down or from $12,990.
Oh, mama.
Hey, this is Coach Peterson. Is Barbera the best? Boy, I guess.
$12,990 is a 2015 Jeep Patriot. Zero down to unqualified class.
300 Jeeps, 200 discounted Dodges, Motor Trend's Truck of the Year, the new Ram.
Hello.
Zero down or from $12,990. 90.
CMA, ACM, and CMT nominated Randy Houser Magnolia Tour. Saturday, January 26th, the Event Center at Sugar House Casino. Tickets on sale now at sugarhousecasino.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Philly's ultimate sportsbook has arrived. Sugar House Casino is now your home for action-packed live sports betting. Enjoy the best odds on pro sports, college, and more. Philly loves a winner. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
It's time for some straight talk. Some folks say less is more. That's ridiculous. More is more. And when you buy a new phone from Straight Talk Wireless, we'll give you 50% more high-speed data for the same low price. That's 50% more data for posting selfies, more for streaming cute baby videos, more for whatever you want. Get 3 gigs for $35 or 15 gigs for $45 and America's largest and most dependable 4G LTE networks with no contract. Straight Talk Wireless, only at Walmart.
With PatriotSoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
Mike Capel here, serial entrepreneur. Congratulations, small business owners. You've made it into the new year. I hope you celebrated your accomplishments, but now it's time to get back to work. Start by honoring your New Year's resolution to fire your overpriced and error-prone payroll provider. Why not start the year fresh and let Patriot Software keep your payroll tax filings spotless from now on? Patriot Software offers payroll and payroll tax filings for up to 100 employees. Our payroll customers rate us 4.9 out of 5 stars. Now that's a New Year's resolution you can live with. Go to PatriotSoftware.com. Use promo code RADIO and get 2 months of payroll processing free. That's PatriotSoftware.com.
With PatriotSoftware.com. Accounting and payroll. Keep your time and money.
Kitchen calendar may say 2019, but if your kitchen's more like 1992, come into the Home Depot for up to 30% off appliance special buys. Like a four-piece stainless steel Samsung kitchen suite, now just $2,978. More than $2,000 off a Samsung fridge, gas range, microwave, and dishwasher. Better market on your new calendar. Up to 30% off select appliances. Now, at the Home Depot. More saving. More doing. U.S. only while supplies last. See store for details. Electric range available at extra cost. Valid through January 23rd.
Injured on the job?
insurance companies will turn their backs on you.
I deserve better.
Some employers just won't care.
I deserve better.
Call Martin Law. We wrote the book on workers' comp in Pennsylvania. Our team will help you get the benefits you deserve. Call 215-587-8400 to arrange a free consultation.
You deserve better.
215-587-8400. Martin Law, the law firm for injured workers for nearly 40 years.
Marzetta and Trey in the morning. Gargano and Martinez, middays. Missinelli afternoons.
This is the sports voice of the new Philadelphia.
97.5, the Fanatic. Burlington, Philadelphia, broadcasting live from the Xfinity Studios, only from Comcast.
And we're back. Joe Stasiak, 97.5, the Fanatic. Chiefs are in a little bit of trouble. Oh, boy. Patriots went right down the field. Patriots went right down the field, as they tend to do.
Tom Terrific.
Getting it done again.
Right down the field.
Unbelievable. Chiefs.
Is there an echo in here?
Patrick Mahomes took a very bad sack. They punted the ball, and the Patriots have the ball in Chiefs territory. 610-632-0975. We're bouncing around a little bit today. Talk a little Andy Reid. Who are you rooting for? We certainly can talk Nick Foles if you want. He's got $1 million yesterday. He's putting together some scratch to buy out his contract when the time comes to be a free agent if the Eagles go that way. Talking a little Sixers. Keith Pompey was on a little while ago. And, of course, we're talking the NFC and AFC title games. Great first game. Rams come from 13 down to beat the Saints. Saints deserve it. They pulled rank on the Eagles last week with a 14-point lead. They blew a 13-point lead today. Rams win in overtime, 26-23. Greg Zuerlein, 57-yard field goal that would have been good from about 65 yards. He boomed it. Legatron, nice to have a good kicker. Also tied the game with a 47-yard field goal with seconds remaining. Greg Zuerlein, MVP today. Patriots, 3 of 3 on third downs. That was a 14-yard loss on that sack by Van Noy. Patrick Mahomes hasn't completed a pass yet. He'll get in a groove. He'll be all right. 610-632-0975. Calvin in West Philly on 97.5, the Fanatic. What's up, Calvin?
How you doing, man?
How are you, man?
I'm good. Thanks for taking my call, man.
Thanks for calling in.
I haven't talked to you in a while, but I had to call in because, man, I heard you. You said you're rooting for the Patriots. And I respect the fact that you said that here in Philly, because the hatred that I have for the Patriots, and I'm pretty sure a lot of people in Philly
have
the Patriots. I'm rooting for the Chiefs. I'm going to be honest. My thing is, you're rooting for the Patriots. My thing, I want to know people in Philly, because they act as if Andy Reid affects their own personal life. Why is this all this hatred for Andy Reid? I know that the Eagles didn't win under Andy Reid. I understand it. I just want to know why do people act as if Andy Reid personally affected their own personal life, as if Andy Reid is the reason they're a drunk, a drug addict, or the reason Andy Reid ruined their marriage. I'm be honest. I want to know to the people who really hate Andy Reid, who don't even probably never met the man before, why those people hate Andy Reid so much.
I guess because he came up small in big games. I mean, why else? I don't think that caller meant Andy affected his life and turned him into a drunk or a drug addict or a pill popper, bad marriage. No, he just meant that he ruined a lot of his Sundays, especially in late January. I'm with him. Had an opportunity to beat the Rams. Greatest show on turf. Didn't get that done with a lead at halftime. Lost to Carolina, 14-3. Lost to Tampa Bay, 27-10. At home. Beat Atlanta. Finally got in by beating Atlanta. And they get to the Super Bowl and they blow that. I get it. I'm not a huge Andy fan. I think he was always close, but no cigar. Never able to get over the hump. I just think He didn't have the talent necessarily. Certainly didn't have the talent to hang with Brady and company. They didn't have talent. They had some talent. T.O., Brian Westbrook, Donovan had a nice year. Lito, Sheldon. I think as a whole, though, the Patriots have Brady. He compensates for a lot of deficiencies. I mean, Deion Branch, MVP that game, that 11 catches. David Patton, I believe, had a touchdown in that game. Rodney Harrison had two picks. They find a way to get it done. But really, it's predicated on how Tom Brady plays. He's pretty clutch in the Super Bowl. Didn't come up as clutch as he needed to last year. Came back from 28 to 3 down against Atlanta a couple years ago. Against Seattle, down 10 in the fourth quarter, two touchdown drives. And Seattle spits it up late by not running the ball. He's pretty clutch. Played in some close games, lost to the Giants a couple times. This game could get out of hand. Patriots moving the ball right down the field again. Right down the field. Chiefs yet to get anything going, have only had the ball once. We shall see. I'm rooting. I wouldn't say I'm rooting against Andy Reid, but there's part of me that I've said many times he'll never win a Super Bowl, so he's going to make me look stupid if he wins a Super Bowl.
Yeah, you messed something up, man.
What?
Well, Calvin just called up, and you said Calvin, like basically like you were alluding to Andy Reid ruining Calvin's life. And Calvin called up. He said, no, man, I'm cheering for the Chiefs. I like Andy Reid. I'm wondering why people act like Andy Reid ruined their lives.
Right. Well, I'm saying, like a caller called in a little while ago and said, you know, he ruined a lot of his happiness during that era. You know what I mean? He said he was a little hyperbolic in saying that I think people were talking about being drug addicts, being drunks, having bad marriages because of it. That's what would technically be ruining people's lives. But
if you're basing your marriage failing,
I know.
Which, by the way, contact our friend Michelle Ferrari, licensed in New Jersey and Pennsylvania. But if you're basing that off of a head coach of an NFL football team, you might want to just check yourself.
You have to reevaluate.
Just a little bit.
You got to reevaluate if it puts that much impact, if it has that much impact on your life. Sports is fun. It's fun impact. It's like hatred for players. It's sports hatred. Andy Reid is one of the nicest guys around. Was always good to me when I needed an interview. He's a really nice guy. He's completely different than when he takes the podium. Rarely smiles. Not very friendly. Doesn't come off as friendly. Comes off as very matter of fact. I'm sure. But he's a really nice guy. He really is. Good family man. I know he had some issues and his son died and he continued to coach. I don't know how he did that. Had no time to grieve. He's a good guy. He really is a good guy. But I think he's an above average coach. I know there are a lot of folks out there, experts and pundits, think he's a great coach. Not sure why. I guess they're basing it on how many title games he got to, what the Chiefs are doing now. He's a good coach. He can build a program. He can build a program. He plucked Pat Mahomes 17 spots up to get him, I believe. Tyreek Hill drafted him out of West Alabama. The only other guy I know out of West Alabama is Malcolm Butler. It's not exactly a football factory, but yeah. Tyreek Hill is an absolute stud. To me, in my opinion, one of the top five receivers in the league. At his size, too, the way he gets it done is incredible. I know he had some domestic violence issues and people are down on him because of that. I get all that. Yeah. Eagles need a playmaker like that, a difference maker. Tyreek Hill's a difference maker. He's a complete difference maker. And so is Travis Kelce. Now we have our version of Travis Kelce with Zach Ertz. So we're good there. And we have Dallas Goedert, the next Zach Ertz. But to have a guy like Tyreek Hill that can really blow the top off a defense, it's fun to watch, I'll tell you that. Had an end around 36 yards the other day against the Colts to help win that game. They won that game going away. Blew out the Colts. Colts, 13 points. Andrew Luck, bad again on the road in the playoffs. We're a completely different team the week before against the Texans. Completely different team. But yeah, I'm rooting for Brady slightly today. It's a tough one. I had no doubt who I was rooting for in the first game. I like the Rams. I like Sean McVay. I like Jared Goff. They're loaded. Their roster is loaded. Aaron Donald, Ndamukong Suh, Aqib Talib, Marcus Peters. Did I mention Todd Gurley, C.J. Anderson? They don't have Cooper Kupp anymore. They have Brandon Cooks. The team's loaded top to bottom. Great job by Sean McVay. Hanging in there today. And kicking that field goal to tie the game turned out to be the right move. Played for overtime and won it in overtime. That turned out to be the right move. I'm not sure I would have not gone for that there, but that was a smart play. Tie the game up when you have the opportunity. And he did. And they did. And they didn't get the ball first in overtime. Saints won the toss. Drew Brees threw a pick. Not his fault. He was hit as he threw the ball. He was drilled as he threw the ball. Ball popped up, and it was a controversial play because with the ball in the air, it looked like there was interference on the play. Looked like it was interference on the play. John Johnson made a nice catch on his back, but he did interfere with the receiver. I'm not sure who the receiver was. No call. Drew Brees got hit as he threw. Ball popped up in the air. Josh Johnson drills his guy and then falls on his back and catches the football, giving the ball back to the Rams. But they had some issues today, but they overcame them. Good teams do that. Revenge from week six. 45-35 loss. Patriots first, second and goal at the 1 yard line. About to go up 14-0. Third and goal. Big play here for the Chiefs. Huge play for the Chiefs. Got to keep the Patriots out of the end zone. Can't go down to the Pats 14-0. I just don't think the Pats are a Super Bowl team this year. I don't think they're a Super Bowl team. 11-5. They can't play on the road. Gronk's not Gronk anymore. Edelman's coming off that knee injury. They got rid of Brandon Cooks. Have a decent running game, though. Sony Michel. Oh, he threw an interception. Brady just threw an interception in the end zone. Instead of running the ball, they went play action and he threw to his tight end. I'm not sure if it was Gronk or not. That, it was huge. Pat Egan loving it. Oh, that was huge. That looked like Ben Roethlisberger in that game against Denver. That was a huge turnover. Did I say it was huge? Brady, not a good pass. He was throwing to Gronk, too. Great interception by the Chiefs, keeping this game alive. At first and goal with a 3. About to go up 14-0. Keep your eye on that play as the game changer. Not that I'm Captain Obvious or anything, but that was huge. We'll see if the Chiefs can do anything with it. Yeah, Brady, great on the first drive. Great on the second drive, even though they had the ball in Chiefs territory to start. That interception was huge. Not sure who picked it off. Brady 7-for-10 already, 64 yards. But that interception was big. His rating's only a little over 47. Reggie Ragland with the pick. That was huge. So the Chiefs hanging around. Can't go down 14-0 to the patch. Just can't do it. Back to Andy Reid. Where are you on Andy Reid? Rooting for him? Rooting against him? Are you into Schadenfreude? I don't know what to tell you. I'm having a hard time picking a team to root for in this game. I guess I'm rooting for the Patriots, although I don't think they're a Super Bowl team. And to a degree, if Andy Reid wasn't the coach, I have to be honest, if Andy Reid wasn't the coach, I'd be rooting for KC. I have a lot of unfinished business with Andy Reid. Even though he's the most non-losingest coach in Eagles history. Can't say he's the winningest coach, even though his numbers reflect that. because he didn't win. He didn't achieve the ultimate goal. He did give us Doug Peterson. And Peterson, in his second year, wins the Super Bowl. How crazy is that? Also drafted Jason Kelsey. And, oh, by the way, Nick Foles. Now Nick Foles ended up getting traded. But he came back, Howie signed him. Good job by Howie. Odds on favorite to go to Miami next year is Nick Foles. Washington is second. Jacksonville third. Denver is four. Eagles are five. He's not playing here. He doesn't want to play here. I don't know why he's still in the mix. Whether the Eagles can bring him back or not is irrelevant. He doesn't want to be a backup. Giants are plus 1,000. Plus 1,000. Then there's Oakland. Maybe they're done with Derek Carr or not. We'll see what John Gruden wants to do there. Carolina, they're plus 2,000. They do have a guy named Cam Newton. And Tampa Bay, it looks like Bruce Arians hitching his wagon to Jameis Winston. Bad idea. Not a very good NFL quarterback. He always threw a lot of picks at Florida State, and he continues to do that in the pros. Got replaced by Ryan Fitzpatrick, who turned into Ryan Fitzpatrick after that unbelievable start, one in which the Eagles went down 27-21. Game two of the year, Nick Foles, his only regular season loss this year. 1-1 in the playoffs. 4-1 in the playoffs last 2 years. 4-1 in the playoffs last 2 years is Nick Foles. They can decline the mutual option, and then Foles is an unrestricted free agent. They can exercise that $20 million option. Then Foles would have to pay $2 million of his signing bonus back if he wants to buy his freedom. Or they can slap the franchise tag on him. They'd have to pay Foles around $25 million. But they'd be doing that in hopes of trading him. And they don't have a lot of leverage because everyone knows they have to trade him. But if they can land a second and a third for Nick Foles, that'd be phenomenal for this team. I haven't mentioned it by now. His numbers are eerily similar to Carson Wentz's. So it wouldn't be a big stretch to go with Nick Foles going forward. It wouldn't. It's not like he's that much below Carson Wentz. All I care about is numbers. The statistics I care about are wins and losses. Mitch in East Windsor, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. What's up, Mitch?
What's happening, Joe?
How are you, man?
Good. How you doing?
Good, thank you.
You got a real fan in me today. Well, come on. He's going against the Yankees of the NFL. Guy's got the wins. He's almost as good as Marv Levy, right?
Who's that?
Almost. He gets so close. He knows talent. I know he's messed up with timeouts and the last 2 minutes, but I thought he's a pretty good coach.
He is a good coach, but he's not a great coach. He's not a guy who got the Eagles over the top. Five NFC title games, that's great. One Super Bowl appearance, it should have been there many more times and maybe, you know, even captured one under his tenure here. But I was just frustrated at how he coached the game. And people I talk to, these experts and pundits say, well, he wasn't a good game day coach. Well, yeah, that's when you need to be a good coach during the game. You know, those 60 minutes, he was not a great coach.
But you got to put him in the Hall of Fame. I would like to think that Chuck Knox and Bud Grant are in the Hall of Fame, and they never win the big games either. But let's just get over the hump. I mean, I'm rooting for the Rams, but I'm just tired of seeing Tom Brady.
Yeah, I think people have Brady fatigue.
They should set a retirement age in football, maybe.
What's that? Say that again, Mitch.
Maybe they should set a retirement age for football for quarterbacks.
What do you mean? Brady's 41 and still getting it done.
Somebody that's on the old borderline had more than a cup of coffee. Give someone else a chance. Like, come on, Joanne.
He's the GOAT, and I appreciate the call, Mitch. He's the GOAT. He'll play till he says he's going to play. 41, has he dropped off at all? I haven't noticed a drop off. MVP last year. Have you noticed a drop off? I haven't seen a drop off. If anything, it's because he doesn't have a lot of talent around him. Sony Michel, nice pick. James White keeps getting it done through the air. But Gronkowski isn't necessarily Gronkowski anymore. Edelman doesn't seem like Edelman of a couple years ago. I mean, who else they got? Philip Dorsett hasn't thrown a ball his way yet today. Patrick Mahomes, 1 of 4 today for 9 yards so far, a rating of 39.6. That Pat's D is coming up big, playing ball today. Andy Reid, a huge pick in the end zone, keeping this game close because the Pats went down the field twice, right down the field. Are you hating on Brady? Is that why you're rooting for the Chiefs, or are you rooting for the Chiefs because of Andy Reid? I'm rooting against the Chiefs because of Andy Reid. And I hate to say that. It sounds juvenile. Because I like the Chiefs. I like their lineup. I like their quarterback. And I have a little bit of fatigue, Brady fatigue, Patriots fatigue, even though he is my ultimate man crush. Big Brady fan. And I like to see history. And Tyler Zulu was on yesterday. He talked about wanting to, once the Eagles are out, he wants to see the legend get bigger and keep growing. He's got a pretty good resume right now. Brady does. Pretty good resume. You want to see it get bigger? 9 trips to the Super Bowl, maybe 6 victories. They're playing ball today. Playing well on the road. Brady does play well in cold weather. Oh, almost a pick. Almost a short pick as I say that. Chris and Penn Salkin, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. What's up, Chris?
What's up, Joe?
How are you, man?
I can't stand Tom Brady. The only person I hate more than that on that team is his coach. The coach makes me sick. I hope they never win a damn thing for the rest of their lives.
Why do you hate Tom Brady so much?
Tomorrow with acne all over his face.
Well, why do you hate so much?
Did you hear that comment? He went in, he walked into the stadium today, and he started screaming, "I'm the baddest MF-er around." He's a clown, dude. He's talent. He's one of those dudes that was you know, the 4-star stud in high school, but he was just a typical J.O. and everybody knew it.
You think he's a J.O.? I don't think he's a J.O.
Oh, major league, dude. He's the dude that we put his face in the snow, in the yellow snow at the top of the hill, and we just dunked him in it. Nah, he's a clown. I'd never root for the Patriots, ever. I put it this way, I would stop watching football before I'd root for the Patriots.
That's big time, Chris, and I appreciate the call, man. That's big time. Brady just made a tremendous throw under pressure. Back shoulder throw. I don't know who it was. Maybe James White. Keeps the chains moving. We'll talk more AFC title game on the other side. We're talking Andy Reid as well. Are you rooting for Andy or rooting against Andy? We got pretty much people coming down on both sides. Or are you just rooting against the Patriots? 610-632-0975. Joe Stazek, 97.5 The Fanatic.
97.5 The Fanatic.
Download your free Super Bowl weekend tickets now.
Then plan to party with Barzetta and Trey. February 1st at the Met Philly. This is your Super Bowl station.
97.5, The Fanatic.
Well, with the cold weather outside, it may have you thinking it's time to replace those old drafty windows and doors. So, start off the new year right. Make your home more energy efficient while you take advantage of Gaida's big winter sales event. Now, due to popular demand, my good friends at Gaida Door and Window have decided to extend their biggest discounts of last year through the month of January, and they're going to offer you 40% off every window and door you buy. That's right, 40% off each expertly installed, energy-efficient replacement window. That includes the free high-performance low-E glass. And if you're in need of a new door, you'll receive 40% off any door, including insulated entry doors, sliding patio doors, garage doors, and storm doors. And you can also take advantage of Gaida's interest-free financing or low monthly payment plans. This offer expires at the end of this month. So, act quickly. If your home needs new windows or doors, call the experts at Gaida today and schedule a free in-home estimate. The number, 1-877-GO-GAIDA, online, gogaida.com. That's go, G-U-I-D-A.com.
Oh, I got to tell you about my uncle, Anthony Gargano, and the uncles over at Family Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. They have something new starting this year. It's the Start Something New sales event. Drive home a new Jeep for only $129 a month. That's right, just $129 a month. Only at Family, you're going to get oil changes, state inspection, and a loaner car, no charge. At Family with Craig and Paul, the uncles, you're buying experience fun, fast, friendly, the best service after the sale. Come on down to Philadelphia's original Jeep dealer, family owned and family operated for three generations during the Start Something New sales event. Because listen, at Family Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, you're more than a customer. You know, family. In the Philadelphia Airport Auto Mall, online anytime, familyautos.com. See dealer for details. Hi, this is Anthony Gargano. The conference championships are here. The only thing better than the action on the field, the action you can get from your couch on each and every game with the all-new DraftKings Sportsbook app. This week, at DraftKings Sportsbook, the number one mobile sportsbook in New Jersey. You can bet on the conference championship matchups in addition to over-unders, point spreads, player props, and live bets. DraftKings Sportsbook has special odds boosts on some of the most popular sporting events every day. And as a special playoff bonus, new users will get their first bet matched up to $500. For a limited time, DraftKings will instantly match your first bet up to $500 when you use code FANATIC at sign up on DraftKings.com or on the DraftKings Sportsbook app. That's code FANATIC, and DraftKings will instantly match your first bet up to $500. No gimmicks, no playthrough requirements. Only at DraftKings. Must be 21 or older. New Jersey only. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Restrictions apply.
The kitchen calendar may say 2019, but if your kitchen's more like 1992, come into the Home Depot for up to 30% off appliance special buys. Like a four-piece stainless steel Samsung kitchen suite, now just $2,978. More than $2,000 off a Samsung fridge, gas range, microwave, and dishwasher. Better mark it on your new calendar. Up to 30% off select appliances. Now, at the Home Depot. More saving. More doing. U.S. only while supplies last. See store for details. Electric range available at extra cost. Valid through January 23rd.
It's time for some straight talk. Some folks say less is more. That's ridiculous. More is more. And when you buy a new phone from Straight Talk Wireless, we'll give you 50% more high-speed data for the same low price. That's 50% more data for posting selfies, more for streaming cute baby videos, more for whatever you want. Get 3 gigs for $35 or 15 gigs for $45 and America's largest and most dependable 4G LTE networks with no contract. Straight Talk Wireless, only at Walmart.
This year, be smarter with personal finances. Harry's can save you about $100 a year if you're a regular shaver and take better physical care of yourself. Harry's products have won tons of awards. They'll keep you looking and feeling great. Now, I love the closeness and comfortable glide that Harry's razors provides. Harry's wants you to start the new year off right. New customers can get a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and travel cover for just $3 plus free shipping. Just use Fanatic at harrys.com. Harry's offers a 100% guarantee. If you don't love your shave, they'll give you a full refund. For a limited time only, Harry's has a special offer for my listeners. New customers get $5 off a trial set from Harry's with the code FANATIC at harrys.com. That means you can get a razor, weighted handle, foaming gel, and travel cover, all for just $3 and free shipping when you use the code FANATIC at harrys.com. Join the millions who've already switched and go to harrys.com. Use the code FANATIC at checkout and claim your offer.
Find out where the Dietz & Watson Mobile Broadcast Center will be broadcasting from next. Just visit 975thefanatic.com. Dietz & Watson, the official meats and cheeses of the Philadelphia Eagles.
Sports talk for Overbrook and all of Philadelphia.
975 The Fanatic.
Welcome back to the show. Joe Stajak in the house at 8 o'clock tonight. D-Line, I'm taking over at 8. She'll take you till 11 o'clock tonight. Timmy Lynch was on before my show, did a bang-up job today. Pat Egan behind the glass, or he was behind the glass. Our man Brian is now taking your calls at 610-632-0975. Talking a little Andy Reid. I know some folks are into Schadenfreude, rooting against Andy Reid because of some of his shortcomings when he was here. I get it. I mean, I totally get it. I'm kind of rooting against him, too. Although, I kind of am rooting against him because I like to see road teams just smoke the home fans. I like that. But, man, I tell you what. They punch that ball in. There are problems for the Chiefs. Problems for the Chiefs. But he threw a pick, did Tom Brady.
And now they just punted to the Chiefs. Here's the crazy thing. There's 7:39 left in the second quarter. Chiefs have minus two total yards to 155. Patriots dominating this game. I mean, dominating this game. Time of possession, 18 minutes to four. They are just killing it, but only up 7-0. Bodes well for the Chiefs. They'll get it together. They'll get their act together. Only down 7. Time of possession, 18 to 22. Total yards, 155 to minus 2. To minus 2. 7 minutes left in the second quarter. Patrick Mahomes, 1 for 4 for 9 yards. That's not good. Took a sack for minus 14 yards. Rating of 39.6. They're not running the ball well either. This is like the game plan. Keep away from Patrick Mahomes. Keep him off the field. Kind of like what Belichick did to Marv Levy in that title game way back in the day against the Buffalo Bills. Had the ball for 40 minutes. 40 to 20 when Jeff Hostetler got it done for the Giants. Stephen Baker et al. Chiefs just not able to do anything today. In case you missed it, the Rams beat the Saints today, 26-23 in overtime. In overtime. What a game that was. Rams came back from 13 down to get that W. To get that W. You can tweet me at JoeStazak975. We got, who do we got here? TU Owls Daily says, definitely rooting against Andy and rooting for the Pats. All right. See, there's some folks rooting against Andy. That was the lesser of all four evils, in my opinion. The lesser of all four evils. Patrick Mahomes, a completion, finally. But where do you stand on Andy Reid? I'll go over his numbers again because he's compiled some numbers. Is he a compiler? Well, he hasn't won the big one yet. Hasn't won the big one yet. That's where I think people have problems with him. Especially here in Philadelphia. He ruined a lot of late January Sundays, folks. 1-4 in NFC title games. 1-4. 0-1 in the Super Bowl. You know, that's not good. People say all the time, yeah, but look what he did. Look what he did. Big play to Tyreek Hill. Big play to Tyreek Hill. Chiefs are moving. Boy, that interception was huge. I don't know how many times I can say that. Pats go up 14-0. That's the ball game. I mean, that's the ball game in my opinion. Reggie Ragland with that pick in the end zone. It looked a lot like Ben Roethlisberger throwing that pick in Denver a couple weeks ago. Play action, looking for the tight end. Boom, linebacker steps up, hauls it in. Turning point of the game. Chiefs are now at the 23-yard line and moving. Patrick Mahomes seems like he's finding, oh my goodness gracious, completely overthrew his man. Wide open down the sideline, Patrick Mahomes did. All right, so they're hanging in there though. Only down 7. Oh, Patrick. He had time too. He had time to find Damian Williams all alone down the right side. They'll look back on that play. The Chiefs don't get this done. If they don't punch it in here, they'll look back on that play. Had Damian Williams all alone down the right sideline. 2nd and 10 for the Chiefs. Pretty good game so far if you're a Patriots fan. But you have to be dying because you've dominated this game. And I mean dominated this game. And you're only up 7-0. You're only up 7-0 in the game. Time of possession, 18:26 to 6:52. Are you rooting against Andy? Or are you rooting against Brady? Jen in Jenkintown, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. What's up, Jen?
Hi, how are you?
Good, how you doing?
I'm doing well. I am watching the game, and I'm totally rooting for the Chiefs. I just felt like it was a violation, but...
What's the violation?
I don't know. You got to root. I mean, you got to root for somebody, right? And
yeah, I'm having a tough time with this game, to be honest, rooting for a team. I might just have to sit back on the and take the bench and watch this.
Right? I know. I should too, but I am like cheering. I am like shouting at the TV out loud, like, yo, go, Mahomes. And, you know.
So you're rooting, you're rooting against Brady or you're rooting for Andy Reid?
I'm rooting against Brady, of course, because we should have been in this game. Not this one. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I should have been in the other game against the Rams.
Yeah, exactly. And the Rams win? Whoa. I was totally impressed with that.
How great was that? That was a great win by the Rams. Coming back in the Superdome down 13, that was an unbelievable win for the Rams. I love the fact they're in the title game. See, I can root for the Rams. I don't know if I can root for these other teams. I would have a hard time rooting for the I certainly won't root for the Patriots in the Super Bowl. And if the Chiefs get there, I won't root for them either.
You won't? You won't root for the Chiefs?
No, I'm rooting for the Rams. I'm an anti-Andy guy. I mean, I don't really wish him any ill will, but I'm against Andy Reid. You're rooting for the Chiefs because of Andy or because you hate Brady? Which one is it?
No, I'm doing it because of Andy.
All right. See,
I think he needs it.
You know, that's okay. You know, a lot of folks are on the Andy Reid bandwagon. A lot of folks, you know, look at his 14 years here in a positive light.
Exactly.
I do and I don't. And Jan, I appreciate the call. Enjoy the games. I do and I don't look at Andy's tenure here in a positive light. Did a lot of good things. Won 130 games versus 93 losses and a tie here in Philadelphia. Winning percentage of .583, so he's up around the .600 mark. Yeah, did some good things here. It was competitive football. It was enjoyable football for the most part. They had their era from 2001 to 2005. Five NFC title games. Four in a row. But couldn't get over the big one. Couldn't get over the hump. Couldn't win that Super Bowl. And that's what is the mark against Andy Reid right now. Yeah, he'd probably be destined for the Hall, but I think he's got to win the Super Bowl. Other than that, he's a good coach. His Hall of Fame is about greatness, not very goodness. To me, he's not a Hall of Famer until he wins the Super Bowl. 610-632-0975. So are you rooting for Andy or are you rooting against Brady? I know there's a lot of Brady hate around here. A lot of Brady hate. Sometimes I watch a game if I don't have a rooting interest on either side and just root for the team that I'm inwardly rooting for. Because I won't know until something happens, and if I'll be, you know, if it's a positive, if one team does something well, and my gut tells me that that's okay, I'm happy about that, that's the team I'll root for. And I find myself rooting for the Patriots today. I'm kind of rooting against Andy Reid, and I like Brady. And I think the Rams have a good shot of beating the Pats if they get there. Going to be a shootout if KC plays the Rams. An absolute shootout, which I like. I like that in a Super Bowl. I like to see points. I mean, that's entertaining. Patriots have the ball at the 10-yard line. 7-0. 3 minutes left in the second quarter. Could go into half 7-0, and they dominated this game. Bodes well for the Chiefs. Are you rooting for Andy or against Brady? And why the Brady hate? He beat the Eagles in one Super Bowl. He lost in the other. So why do people hate Tom Brady? I really don't get that. Unless it's just jealousy because of what he's done for 18 years. Or the fact that he's still around and still doing what he's done for 18 years. And I think people have Brady fatigue. But I don't know where the absolute hatred comes from. He hasn't done a whole lot to the Eagles. Robbed them of a Super Bowl in 2004. I know that. Came up short last year. He's 1-1 against the Birds in the Super Bowl. I just like watching greatness. Not very goodness, greatness. And that's what the Patriots have been. The fact that they are still doing it 18 years into the dynasty is incredible. And I think, like Tyler Zuli, who mentioned it yesterday, I think I'm going to root for that. Except when they get to the Super Bowl, I'm rooting for the Rams. 610-632-0975. So are you rooting for Andy or against Tom Brady? Give me a call. Coming right back.
107.5, The Fanatic.
You need to be there for the party.
Friday, February 1st, Farzetta and Trey in the Morning host Philly's inaugural Super Hole Weekend, an indoor tailgate party at the Met Philadelphia.
Listen up.
The Friday before the big game has always been a holiday in Philly.
And we are continuing the tradition. The Fanatic and the Philadelphia Cornhole League are throwing the city's biggest indoor cornhole tournament and tailgate party. Plan to take the day off, then go to 97.5thefanatic.com to download your free tickets.
Everybody who comes out has a chance to drive away with a two-year Honda Civic lease from Burns Honda. And a trip for two to Aruba.
Brought to you by Harris Philadelphia. The area's best sports wagering experience will be at the book. Bet, party, win, repeat.
And Delilah's Gentleman's Club and Steakhouse, the official after party of Super Hole.
97.5 The Fanatic Super Hole Weekend with Farzetta and Trey in the Morning. Friday, February 1st at the Met Philadelphia. Only from Philadelphia's official cornhole station. 97.5 The Fanatic.
I started my business in 1986 and began paying employees. I would handwrite checks and say, here you go, don't cash it until Tuesday. That came to a screeching halt when a teenage employee said his dad wanted to see his pay stub. Pay stub? We don't have pay stubs. Get back to work. He said, Dad works for the government and state law requires I receive a pay stub. Uh-oh. Hi, I'm Mike Kappel, CEO of Patriot Software. After many emergency calls, I learned how to correctly withhold payroll taxes and create pay stubs. I avoided handcuffs and an orange jumpsuit that day, barely. That's why I created Patriot Software, to help small business owners do their payroll taxes correctly with pay stubs. And if you need help, we will help you for free. Go to PatriotSoftware.com and enter promo code RADIO, and I'll give you 2 months of payroll processing free. That's PatriotSoftware.com.
Attention timeshare owners. Did some high-pressure salesperson twist your arm into buying a timeshare? Did they forget to mention that the vacation times you want will never be available or that it will cost you more to use the timeshare than if you just booked online as a non-owner? I bet that salesperson also forgot to mention your fees will go up year after year after year. They misled you. It's not right, and it's not your fault. Whether you bought decades ago or days ago, we can help. Timeshare Freedom Group's Freedom Process has helped thousands of people get out of unwanted timeshares. Let us help you be free from your regrettable, overpriced, and unavailable timeshare. We are the leaders in the industry with decades of experience canceling timeshares worldwide, legally and permanently. That's why we offer a 100% money-back guarantee. Start the freedom process now by calling Timeshare Freedom Group at 855-765-CANCEL. That's 855-765-CANCEL. 855-765-CANCEL. Or come meet us face-to-face at your local office. TimeshareFreedomGroup.com.
Valentine's Day is almost here, and you want to get your girlfriend or wife a gift she will be proud to wear? So here's my advice. Go to Family & Company Jewelers. They have an amazing selection of gifts at every price point, whether it's a beautiful pair of diamond stud earrings or a simple, timeless diamond pendant. Jewelry from Family & Company will make her fall in love with you all over again. Visit their showroom on Route 70 in Marlton, New Jersey, or at familyjewelers.com. Family & Company Jewelers, South Jersey's diamond destination.
It's time for some straight talk. Some folks say less is more. That's ridiculous. More is more. And when you buy a new phone from Straight Talk Wireless, we'll give you 50% more high-speed data for the same low price. That's 50% more data for posting selfies, more for streaming cute baby videos, more for whatever you want. Get 3 gigs for $35 or 15 gigs for $45 and America's largest and most dependable 4G LTE networks with no contract. Straight Talk Wireless, only at Walmart.
The kitchen calendar may say 2019, but if your kitchen's more like 1992, come into the Home Depot for up to 30% off appliance special buys, like a 4-piece stainless steel Samsung kitchen suite, now just $2,978, more than $2,000 off a Samsung fridge, gas range, microwave, and dishwasher. Better mark it on your new calendar. Up to 30% off select appliances, now at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. U.S. only, while supplies last. See store for details. Electric range available at extra cost, valid through January 23rd.
GEICO presents eyewitness interviews with inanimate objects.
This is Brian Bruno live on the scene of a recent windstorm, here to describe the event, a chest of drawers.
There's a storm howling outside, so I thought I'd stay in and watch a rom-com. 5 minutes into the flick, a tree branch slams through the window.
Were you hurt?
I just got a scratch on my chest.
Your chest of drawers can't help you in a windstorm, but the GEICO Insurance Agency can help you get covered for personal property damage. Call GEICO to see how affordable homeowners insurance can be.
Guys, looking to last a little longer and go a few extra rounds? Get to BlueChew.com. BlueChew.com has the first ever chewable that takes your performance in the bedroom to the next level. Check this out. They've got the same active ingredients as Viagra and Cialis, so you know they work. Since they're chewable, they'll work faster than a pill, up to twice as fast. You can take them anytime, day or night, even on a full stomach. And this stuff is cheaper than those other two, so this is a no-brainer. Plus, you don't need to go to the doctor's office or spend time waiting in the pharmacy line, because Blue Chew ships straight to your door in a discreet package. Here's a great deal for you guys. Visit BlueChew.com and get your first order free when you use the promo code 975. You'll only have to pay the $5 shipping. Again, that's BlueChew.com. Promo code 975.
975, the Fanatics, Barzetta, and Trey are hosting Super Hole Weekend, Friday, February 1st at the Met Philadelphia. Go to 975thefanatic.com and download free tickets to the event. Each cornhole winner will receive a Honda Grom motorcycle, courtesy of our great friends at DHY Motorsports. Check them out now at DHY.com. And brought to you by Window Nation. Call 1-866-90-NATION or visit WindowNation.com. Voted Best Sports Talk Station by you. 97.5, The Fanatic.
I goofed.
Love those Andy drops. I love those Andy drops.
You're very bold.
Yeah, that was to Mike Missanelli. Patriots moving the ball again. Hey, in case you missed it, if you've been listening to me, and I hope you have, but in case you missed it, Rams came back from 13 down to beat the Saints today on a Greg Zuerlein 57-yard field goal. He had a 47-1 to tie the game with under a minute left. But the story of that game, a non-call on an interference, and it was interference, but a non-call on the interference, and then it was to intercept that ball. It was John Johnson. John Johnson, I don't know who the receiver was. Might have been Michael Thomas. He basically drills him. Breeze throws a duck because he was hit when he throws the ball up in the air. Johnson interferes with his receiver, falls on his back, catches the interception. The rest is history. Rams ran down the field. So Sean Payton's going nuts. Just going nuts about this. I heard that he already called the league office. Here was Payton after the game.
Frustrating, you know, just getting off the phone with the league office. They blew the call, and man, there are a lot of opportunities, though, but that call puts it first and 10. We're on an E3 plays, and it's a game-changing call, and it's where it's at. So it's disappointing. Credit the Rams. They made enough plays, though. They won the game. The kicker made some big kicks, but for a call like that not to be made, man, it's just hard to swallow. It was simple. They blew the call. They said it should never have not been a call. They said not only was it interference, it was helmet to helmet. There were two calls. They couldn't believe it. So that was... No, we spoke initially, then I called to follow up, and first thing Al said when I got on the phone.
You think he's upset?
He's in legitimate tears in this video.
Yeah,
I would be too, but... They blew the game. I'm sorry.
Brian McLaughlin, by the way, folks, the producer, our esteemed producer, they did blow that game. But I can understand how that was a tough one to swallow. If that was us, we'd be out of our minds right now.
Oh, we'd be sick.
out of our minds.
Yeah, I don't want to be in that situation. This is 2 years in a row for them.
Incredible.
It's tough to come back from that at home.
That is tough to come back from that. I mean, give them Rams credit. They made enough plays, and Zuerlein was awesome. He was awesome today. By the way, this weekend's programming is brought to you by Vidian Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. Vidian Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram can help you defeat the snow and sleet with power. Drive home today in a weather-busting Dodge Ram. Shop Vidian.com today. That's Vidion.com. Today.
So, Brian, can I get you on a sec? We were talking in between break, Brian McLaughlin and myself, and we talked about this game. If they go into the half just 7-0, it's a victory for the Chiefs, I think, because they've been totally dominated. I mean, totally dominated so far in this game. Patrick Mahomes has taken some awful sacks. Time of possession, 21 for the Patriots, 8.5 for the Chiefs. But they're only down 7-0. But the Patriots are moving again. What are your thoughts on this game? It's still a 7-0 game.
Belichick's completely out-coaching Andy Reid here. They have a great game plan. Mahomes off the field. And he, like you said, he's taken some terrible sacks. If they could have just got a field goal on that last drive, they're sitting there at 7-3.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And as you saw with the Rams, it was 13-3 at half. You felt good with the Rams. You're like, wow, I can't believe this team's only down 10. And now you could feel the same way about the Chiefs if they can get in here at 7-0. But we'll see. I don't know. Brady, it's not 7-0 anymore.
Now it's 13-0.
This is an Andy special.
Philip Dorsett, former Miami Hurricane, by the way. Philip Dorsett, touchdown. Brady to Dorsett. Now it is about to be 14-0.
We'll see what Mahomes has in the second half.
It is a nice game plan, right? It was a nice game plan.
Yeah.
They're running the ball. They're throwing the ball. They're doing what the Patriots do. Chiefs have no answer right now. None. No answer for Brady and that running game.
Man, Brady is fired up, too.
They've already rushed for 99 yards. Oh, he's got to be fired up. Remember, everyone thinks they suck. Sony Michel, 19 carries for 75 yards. 19 carries. That's ridiculous. They have 99 yards rushing right now. Still in the first half. 27 seconds left. That's so clutch. I find myself rooting for them. I love when road teams go in and smoke the home team in front of their crowd. And you're right, Belichick's completely out coaching Andy Reid today. And I know I've always had problems with the way Andy coaches in big games. And people say, "Oh, he's just not a good game day coach." Yeah. Well, win games, you got to be a good game day coach.
This is another example. I mean, Belichick has a great game plan.
Great game plan.
Running it right down their throats.
Running it right down their throats. You're so right.
I mean,
this
should be 21-0.
It should be 21-0. I don't think you come back from 14 on the Patriots. I remember the Colts did it. They were down 21-3 after Asante Samuel pick six, and the Colts came back to win the game. I don't see the Patriots, the way they're playing, unless the second half is a complete turnaround, and we know Andy's not great with adjustments, I can't see the Pats losing this lead the way they're playing.
No, not the way they're playing here. Andy better come up with something quick.
Something quick. They have 30 minutes to go.
If there's any quarterback that can do it, it's Mahomes.
Mahomes is great. He really is. He's
young. Couple quick scores.
Yep, that was a nice run back. I have no idea why you squib kicked that ball. Kick it deep into the end zone. Give him the ball to 25. No idea. They squib kicked it. Chiefs ran back to about the 42-yard line, and they have, what do they have, like 19 seconds left?
Talk about momentum. If you can get points here.
You get points here, that's clutch. You know, that's clutch. Patriots, I have no idea why coaches do that. The squib kick.
This is no surprise to Philadelphia, though. This feels like that Carolina game at the link.
Doesn't it? And when they lost 14.
I mean, maybe the Tampa game. The Eagles did have a lead. God, no. It could get worse.
Wow. Strip sack. 13 seconds left. I think they're going to let the clock run. Take that into the locker room. How about this press rush by the Patriots?
I goofed.
Apparently so. Patriots are just abusing the Chiefs. This is bad, Bri. I thought they'd win the game. They're at home. They have more talent. Patriots came out fired up today and sharp. They came out sharp. Really sharp today. They looked like they did last week against the Chargers. I know they were up 35-7, but they were precise in their
execution. Yeah, I think
execution.
You're right. It's going to be tough to come back from 14 down
against
Brady.
It's not impossible, but you know the Pats are going to score some more points. Just great game, though.
Would you be looking forward to a Rams-Patriots Super Bowl?
Yeah, I guess. I'm rooting for the Rams to win it all.
I thought that was actually the worst possible outcome of the four.
I thought the Rams and Chiefs could have been interesting, and they're both teams over 30 points per game.
Yeah, the Rams-Chiefs, the rematch would be interesting. Yeah. I thought Brady and Breeze would be interesting.
I thought they would, too. Yep, two Hall of Fame quarterbacks.
Great stuff. I could have even bought into Andy Reid versus Peyton, but this one, I don't know.
Yeah.
I guess the McVay and Belichick is pretty cool.
That's going to be interesting. Young Buck versus the wily, cagey veteran. Hey, we got to go. Brian McLaughlin behind the glass producing. D-Lineham coming up next. The great D-Lineham. She'll take you to 11 o'clock. I'm Joe Stazak. Thanks to everyone who listened today. Keith Pompey from the Philadelphia Inquirer. Steve Callis from Callis Remarks. With Joe Stazak and Steve Callis, our podcast. Again, thank you to everyone who listened and tweeted the show. I'm Joe Stazak saying good night. So long, everybody. Late.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.